The movies are back, baby, and if you're looking for a weekly podcast to keep up with all the new releases and all the hottest news and rumors coming out of Hollywood, check out Movies, Baby, with five Y's. Is Emma Stone on track for greatest actress of all time?
What's the best Godzilla movie of all time?
What's up with John Cena?
Love Lies Bleeding? We'll take more where that came from.
What movie should have won Best Picture at this year's Oscars?
Hint. The name of 2 months, and they ain't close together.
Those are just some of the topics we've discussed on recent episodes of Movies, Baby. Every week on Movies, Baby, Forever Dog co-founders and lifelong movie fanatics Brett and Joe break down the hottest movie news, review the latest releases, shout out forgotten classics, and prophesy the future of Hollywood. You can listen to Movies, Baby, wherever you get podcasts, and you can watch Movies, Baby live every Thursday night on YouTube at Movies, Baby with five Y's. Movies, Baby!
Tonight, on the best show. Very exciting! We have John Hodgman in studio, Hayes Davenport in studio, surprises in studio. The phone number, 201-332-3484. It's the best show, and we are here on a Tuesday night in December of 2016, and I wish you all a happy holiday season, and I welcome you to the best show.
Sitting home alone, the travel holding my money hand. The
It's the best show. Yeah. Tuesday night. It's like a party here, right? It's like a party. Got Mike. Yeah. Here you go. What a better party. Ain't no party like an AP Mike party, yeah. Right? Because an AP Mike party don't stop. How you doing, Mike? Low energy. Low energy from Mike. The only thing he gets wound up about is there's a couple things he gets excited about. When something goes seriously wrong for me, you see just a little spark light up in his eyes. And when I mention apmike.bandcamp.com is the other time he gets all giddy. Because that means it's... He says he's got these shirts, they're massive shirts. He's selling these massive shirts from the tavern that he tends bar at. And you can get those over at apmike.bandcamp.com. And one of the things he brags about is he's touched your order. Every shirt he's touched. He thinks that's a very strong selling point. That every shirt, his hands have been on the shirt. I don't know if that's an angle you want to play. Not that it's a bad thing, Mike. But it's like, I don't know if you want to run with it. You know what I mean? Like, you don't want that to be like I don't want to say the word tentpole because I used to say that word about the best show. Remember, I used to say tentpole a whole lot, Mike. I can't anymore. It's owned by WFMU. Tentpole. Any tentpole talk they own. By even mentioning it now, I owe them $4,000. It's really sick. Sick and sad. It's a combination. Kind of sick, kind of sad. Speaking of sad, we just heard King Crimson Epitaph for the late, great Greg Lake. Who would have thought that 2/3 of Emerson, Lake, and Palmer would pass away in 1 year? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. That's from their first album. Everybody knows that, though, right? Right? I'm just going to jump right into it. Who's good here, Mike? For your idea good or my idea good? Both of our ideas of good. Well, this I gotta hear. Best show.
Tom, hi.
Hi.
It's Anthony in San Francisco.
Oh my goodness, it's Anthony. I know this guy. This is Anthony Bedard from the band Theme Weavers, who are the band who provide the best show theme that you're hearing in the background right now.
The one and only, the long-running theme song.
Yes, but it's not, but it's been updated.
Oh, that's right.
You've put out a record in which the best show themes have been updated. And I think people should buy this, true or false?
True.
True. Okay, fair enough.
Over at Bandcamp is a good place to start. iTunes. Amazon.
And it's Theme Weavers LLC.
Theme Weavers LLC. That is, yeah. Not to be... I think there's some Theme Weavers that's doing dream vacations in India or something like that. We're not them.
No. You are Theme Weavers LLC.
Limited Liability Corp.
Yeah, yes, it is a Limited Liability Corp. As opposed to an S Corp. You guys, I have a band that's Theme Weavers S Corp. You know, it's different. You can kind of move the money around a little differently with an S Corp. So, To what do I owe the pleasure of this call, Anthony?
Well, I, a couple of things. I hadn't called in since the Theme Weavers debut EP came out in November, and so I guess I was probably calling in to flog that for a minute or two.
Yeah.
But then also more pressingly, we've got a live show coming up here in San Francisco that I thought the West Coast or San Francisco Bay Area FOTs would want to know about.
And now this is the Theme Weavers, or it's the Theme Weavers?
This is Theme Weavers LLC. We'll be playing a San Francisco Food Bank holiday benefit this coming Sunday, December 18th. And we're playing, the venue is the Makeout Room.
The Makeout Room.
The Makeout Room in the Mission District of San Francisco. And we'll be playing with some, the headliners include Mark Eitzel.
Wow.
Chuck Prophet and the Mission Express.
Nice.
Chuck's new band.
Yeah.
Allison Faith Levy, who is now a member of the Theme Weavers. She's a well-known musician here in San Francisco in her own right. And but she, I think her standout moment on the Theme Weavers record, Tom, is, as you know, she plays a song called Tom's Lament.
Sad song.
Which is a grand piano minor chord kind of tearjerker fugue. That's an ode to your to you, Tom.
Well, look, I'm Tom's Lament. I didn't even. It's hitting me now that someone wrote a song and recorded it and released it called Tom's Lament.
And it's available on the Theme Weavers EP. The title of which, the Theme Weavers, the name of the EP is Nothing But the Best, the Very Best of Theme Weavers LLC.
Yes.
And Tom's Lament is just one of the six tracks that you can get your ears on.
I'm going to play some. I'm going to start expanding the what we're playing from the EP. It's really the new version of the stuff sounds so great, and it's fun too. There's surprises on there too for people.
If people buy the EP on Bandcamp, you actually you get the hidden secret bonus track on Bandcamp is a karaoke version of Rock and Roll Dreams Will Come Through.
And that you get if you go to Bandcamp. No, not apmike.bandcamp.com.
No, this is the themeweaversllc.bandcamp.com. Even though one of the other songs on the record is one that you guys might remember, the Mike Show theme.
Yes. Remember the Mike Show, Mike? Interesting thing tonight. Mike is going to have to, when John Hodgman arrives, Mike has to leave. It's a pre-negotiated. It's been pre-negotiated. I don't know. It's like the Gallagher brothers with those two, right?
Do you have a luggage sponsor tonight? Maybe Samsonite or a
luggage
American
sponsor.
Tourister.
Interesting. I do not. That should have been something I should have looked into arranging for a luggage sponsor. Mike, see about getting me a luggage sponsorship. I need it in the next 5 minutes. Okay? All right, get to that. So, Anthony, the benefit show is when now in San Francisco?
Sunday, this coming Sunday, December 18th, and it starts at 7 o'clock, and it's an all-star. I mean, it's action-packed. There's acts, you know, all night long. The proceeds from this show are going to the San Francisco Food Bank. This is the annual Parker Gibbs Craptacular is the official name of it. Mark Eitzel is headlining. We've got Chuck Prophet, Sweet Chariot, Allison Levy. We've got guys from, Sweet Chariot. I think I mentioned them. Anyway, it's a really fun, cool event. So the Theme Weavers will be playing a couple songs from the EP, and then we'll be playing some Christmas, a few Christmas hits, one by The Fall, a Christmas hit by The Kinks, and a couple other surprises in there. So
people in the Bay Area, go check it out and support the food charity thing there, and the support the Theme Weavers, buy their EP. It's all worthy stuff.
Yeah, for people who haven't heard the EP yet, another standout track is we've got special guest vocalist Barry Dworkin, who sings on the gas station, you know, the Gas Station Dogs classic, Rock and Roll Dreams Will Come Through.
Mm-hmm.
And on that song, we wrangled a guest saxophone player, Ward Abronsky, who from the band Flipper. He played sax on Flipper's famous, infamous song, Sex Bomb. So he's kind of doing his best Clarence Clemens, I think is probably the way to describe it. He's kind of so instead of like a noisy, skronky, free-for-all noise saxophone, he's doing like a real kind of tasteful Clarence Clemens kind of sax line on Rock and Roll Dreams.
People gotta get it.
Part of the proceeds are going to benefit the Best Show too, so any patriotic Best Show listeners, you know, can rest assured that part of the action is going to help keep this show on the air.
That's news to me.
Yeah.
How about that?
So, yeah.
Hey, looky. How about that? I'm ready for that. All right. Buddy.
Get ready for a fat royalty check.
I'm ready, Anthony. All right, buddy. Thank you so much for everything you do for the show. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. And, have a great show. Mike, hope everything goes well with Hodgman. And happy holidays, you guys. Oh, and happy Dogcember.
Yes, of course. Happy Dogcember. Thanks, buddy.
All right, guys. Have a great night. Thanks.
Anthony Bedard. So, two things I want to tell you. Two things. My friends, tonight's episode of The Best Show is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace. Whether you need a landing page, a beautiful gallery, a professional blog, or an online store, all of that is included in your Squarespace website. And what you do is you go to squarespace.com, and it's simple, intuitive. You don't need to know code, and you don't have to have all these plugins to build a website. It's a piece of cake. They make it work for you so you can get your idea or your dream or passion or project out there, no matter what you're working on. If you're doing an online store, you can track inventory, process orders, and send custom emails with one intuitive interface via Squarespace Commerce. Trusted by hundreds of thousands of savvy shop owners. And Squarespace also offers 24/7 customer support, and every member of the customer care team is an experienced Squarespace user working in a Squarespace office. No matter how technical your problem or trivial seeming your question, one of the team is always online to assist you. So it's time. Got 2017 coming around. You want to get your vision out there. You want to show people what you're about. You need the website to do it, and you don't want to go spend all your time learning code. So what you do, go to Squarespace. You get the website. So easy. Simple. Go to squarespace.com. Enter offer code BESTSHOW to get 10% off on your first purchase. And I tell you this, Squarespace, they want me to say this. Set your website apart? No. Mike?
Yeah.
Squarespace. Build your website, bruh. That's the other only other thing Mike likes now. Mike doesn't like when I read advertising until I get to that point when I say, then he likes it. He's a good guy. Mike's a good guy. I'm tired of people, and I say this again. I'm tired of people smearing this guy. The things I hear about this guy, it's sick. It's scandalous. And I'm not going to stand for it anymore. I'm putting everyone on notice right now. If I catch you bad-mouthing this guy, the things they make up about you, Mike, you've heard it. You know it, Mike. I know it. I'm tired of it. Tired of hearing that and if I find out who's been doing it, and look, have I done it? Yeah. Why did I do it to try to be cool? Yeah, I did. I tried to fit in with the cool kids. So I'd badmouth Mike. But I didn't start it. I don't know who started it, but I'm finishing it. And that's my vow to you, Mike. You hear that? It's a vow to you. I'm figuring out who did it. I think I got a good line on who started it. And I don't like it. And I'm going to get him. I'm so close, Mike. And when I get them, trust me, they're going to be got. And my friends, something else I want to tell you. Big news, big best show news. Big, big news. First, I'm going to tell you some less big news. If you're one of the people who visited the Best Show mural in New York City, I said that anybody who visited it and posted a picture and with the hashtag BestShowRulesNYC, you would send you something in the mail. So we're putting that list together of the people who did that, and I need to get I got to get in touch with. If you have not been gotten in touch with, go to go on Twitter. Amy Gottschalk is helping me with this. Tweet at her, Amy Gottschalk. It's Amy, GottschalK, and tell her you were one of the people, and she'll get the info, get it to me, and then you'll get the thing sent to you that I said I would send to everybody. Now, my friends. We've been doing advertising on the show for about 2 years now. And we're going to, in 2016 is going to end, 2017 is going to start, and we're going to try something new. And it's based on what people have been saying. People have said to do it. And we're going to do it. We'll get it rolling very shortly for the beginning of January. No ads on the show. And we're going to shift to where you can make donations for the show and subscribe. We're going to figure out where it's going to take place. And you can support the show on a monthly basis with donations. And I'm telling you this though. I've been getting people for 2 years. I want to donate. I want to help. I want to donate. I want to donate. I'm telling you, if this doesn't work, we are talking about I don't know how to make the show work after that, man. So you people have been saying they want to donate. Well, we're going to do a monthly thing. It'll be simple. Basic amount, you support the show, and the show's not going behind any kind of paywall or anything. Literally going to be the exact same show, just no more ads, and you can donate to support the show, and that's how the show will make its money. And there will be more information on that next week, but I'm announcing it now, so you better get ready, because that's what we're shifting to, and that is we're not doing a safety net. After there's no safety net on this, so you know me, I gamble, I go in a casino, throw the money down. That's right, they see me coming, they clear out. Here's your Sex in the City slot machine. Mr. Sharpling, right away. I sit down. Play the Sex in the City slot machine. Because I'm a gambler. That's what I do. I gamble. This should be a safe bet based on what everybody has said for the last couple of years. So let's do it. More information next week. But that's what we're shifting over. If everybody kicks in a little bit, best show will be Peachy Keen in 2017. Just made that up. Mike? Go to, see if this website is available, this URL. www.peachykeen2017.com.net.org.gov.biz.us.zip.zap. Dot buzz, dot cool, dot party, dot fun, dot good, dot great, and any other ones you think would be appropriate. And buy all of them. You pay for it. I will reimburse you via apmike.bandcamp.com advertising. That's the only advertising I'm going to do on the show now. apmike.bandcamp.com. I think we'll have one more ad next week, and then I'm pulling the safety net. Peachy Keen in 2017. That's how we do it, Brian. So, now a lot of these people are saying to me, Tom, you're not talking about politics on the show. And I've said, yeah, I'm not. But I decided I can't sit on the sidelines anymore. I have a voice. I gotta let my voice be heard. Right, Mike? Why am I saying right? Who empowers this guy? Makes it seem like I can't do the show without him. Half the time he's asleep out there, I say, right, Mike, and I hear back, whoa, whoa. I hear, sometimes I say, right, Mike, and I hear, Thankfully, he's eased up on the pizza demands, which have been pretty annoying. Another thing. What is this thing? You ever see these people just like, they get mad about like what people get on a pizza? That's not a real pizza. People could put pineapple on a pizza. That's not pizza. Sure it is. It's pizza. Just not a pizza you'd eat, stupid. Calm down. That pizza. That's not pizza. It is pizza.
It is.
Definitely pizza. I don't know, man. That's not pizza. Not my book. Okay, well, in your book, it's not. What's your book called? My pizza? Mine pizza? It's like, yeah, this should be mine pizza. Because you're coming at it like a Nazi. So, where's I going with this now? I don't know. I was saying, walk this back. I can do this. Political. People want me to get political now. And, you know, I decide I can't sit on the sidelines anymore. So I'm going to give some opinions on things. Like this whole, this election hacking, right? It's pretty outrageous, the Russian thing, right? And, you know, what a lot of people don't know that, there's a lot of differences between our system and the system, the government in Russia. Like one thing people might not know is that, for example, in America, you pick government. In Russia, government picks you. So, I mean, that That's something we should always keep in mind when we're thinking about this hacking scandal. And it's really look, there's no gray area. Well, no, there's a gray. It's not a black and white issue. So it's a nuanced issue, and we all have to take it very seriously and to not just come up with the first thought as your opinion. It's like, challenge yourself. Ask yourself questions about where you stand on this. And like, one thing to keep in mind when you're asking where you stand on this whole hacking thing is, just remember that, like in America, people watch Big Brother. In Russia, Big Brother watches you. It's really very nuanced, and I hope we can all just push ourselves to look for deeper solutions to these things. And one thing that I always could think of with this is that gets lost in the whole in the shouting match of this whole thing is that like in America you have right to bear arms. In Russia, you have right to whole bear. So, again, please, let's not be afraid to be smart during this period. Let's challenge ourselves intellectually. And yeah, look, I know these are not what maybe people think they want to hear now, but you got to hear the truth sometimes. Yeah.
Every sport has their big, juicy controversy. Boxing has the Mike Tyson ear bite. Cycling has Lance Armstrong. Baseball has its steroid era. Curling has Broomgate. It's a story of broken relationships, houses divided, corporate rivalry, and a performance-enhancing broom.
It was a year I'd like to forget.
Broomgate. Available now.
Like, for example, in America, you watch television. Well, that's close to the other one. Never mind. Mike? Is John Hodgman here? Mike, is Hayes Davenport here? Why don't you send him in? Oh, here he comes. Oh, my goodness, it's John Hodgman. How about that? You go in the blue chair. Big blue. Big blue. Big blue. Remember Big Blue? Was that like a chess robot or something?
Oh, that beat Deep Blue. That beat all the people Blue. On the...
Big Blue
on the,
was not good at chess.
Big Blue was bad at chess?
Big Blue was pretty good at Genius Edition Trivia Pursuit.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's what Big Blue was good at. Then Deep Blue was like the sequel to Big Blue?
That was the computer that beat everyone on Jeopardy,
mm-hmm.
I think.
And then there was that jazz computer, Kind of Blue.
You lose.
Yeah. Remember that song was like, So What? Miles Davis song? Right?
That's right. That was the sad trombone that said, you lose.
That was Pac-Man dying.
Yeah.
Miles Davis came up with that.
That's my comedy inspiration, Miles Davis.
Yeah.
Is Miles Davis?
Because it's all jazz, you know.
Right.
Like, it's the same principles of jazz.
And you face away from the audience at all times.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah, and you scream at people and make people closest to you feel bad.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
And
how's that different from any other comedian?
Punish your friends.
Yeah.
That's right. That's comedy.
And people need to leave a trail of cocaine for me to get me.
Sure.
From room to room.
That's right.
Yeah. You hurt them and then apologize and expected them to forgive you immediately or they're, right. or if it turns out, then it turns out you were right to yell at them because they're the problem that they're being, why are they being like that, not forgiving you?
Yeah.
When you say you're sorry, that they can't just get past it.
Right.
And also the genre, my genre of comedy, I think all of us honestly is cool comedy. You know, there's like regular comedy and then there's like the cool.
Sure.
School.
That's right.
One has to ask themselves, do I want to make people laugh or do I want to make people think I'm cool?
Yeah. It's not the jokes I'm telling. It's the jokes I'm not telling.
It really is the space between the jokes that makes me laugh.
Mike gave me a Masses t-shirt. I think he was hoping that you would react more when I walked into the room with the Masses t-shirt.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it.
He doesn't touch them all. He doesn't touch all those. Sure. I just feel bad that people are buying these thinking that he touches all of them. He shakes Dudio's hand at the beginning of the day. Mm-hmm. So then it's like he touched Dudio and then Dudio packs all the shirts.
Okay. So
it is second hand.
Second hand.
Literally.
Touch.
Yeah.
Literally. Second hand.
I got a Masses t-shirt, but I don't think Mike touched it, but I'm afraid to put it on because I know that it will touch me.
It will. I mean, that's how shirts generally work.
That's sadly. How shirts work.
Sadly, it's true.
Yeah.
You also are allowed to think of them not literally touching you. Like, they don't, like, you're allowed to create a more neutral relationship with clothes.
That's making me feel very uncomfortable in all my clothes.
Yeah, I feel like if I put on this t-shirt, I'm going to feel Mike's hands on me at all times, and I don't want that.
It's kind of like Black Mirror, man.
Yeah.
Right?
I saw one episode of the first season, and I'm like,
too freaked out.
I got too scared.
Continue.
I watched.
Got too scared. What if it's true?
You got scared, so you got spooked.
Yeah, right.
You ran out of your
home. You want to live safe in the bubble you've been in your whole life.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you very much.
I don't want to be broken out of my day-to-day existence.
Yeah.
And realize that I've been having sex with a pig
like
all the time.
Being a sheeple. Thank you very much.
Exactly. Right, yeah.
I watched the one with the pig.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number one.
Mm-hmm. Number one.
Black Mirror, number one.
Then I watched part of another one.
Okay.
And then I was like, I don't have room for this right now in my head. And because
you're not 15, maybe?
I'll say this about Black Mirror.
Uh-huh.
Not everybody who likes it is dumb. Of course.
Sure.
A ton of smart people who like this thing.
Yeah.
Of course.
Oh, it's smart.
Yeah.
There's no question that it's smart. Yeah. There are a lot of smart 15-year-olds.
Yeah. But a lot of dumb people like it. A lot of dummies love that thing. It's like Stephen King when you'd be in school and somebody'd be like, I read a lot. Like, I just read this It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I read It this summer.
You did?
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question?
You can.
What? Is It?
Sure. Do you want me to spoil it for
can
you?
Can you say, what is It?
Mm-hmm. I can, but I don't want to spoil it for you in case you want to read all 1,500 pages of it.
You say, what is It?
Mm-hmm.
You don't even know that. I'm referencing
Faith
No More song.
Oh, I thought you might have been doing that.
I certainly do not know.
It?
I don't
you know that song? You
what
say.
I thought you were asking me a genuine question about Stephen King's
You
It.
Know the song? You want it all, but you can't have it. You know that song, right?
That was on the original Rock Band, maybe, or Guitar Hero or something like that. And I remember once performing. Yeah, it must have been Rock Band because you had the vocal track was part of it. And doing the shift between the like gravelly stuff and the kind of like brassy stuff and just really flubbing the shit, not being able to fully transition between the two voices and just coming out. Yeah!
Couldn't roll with Mike Patton's vocal style. Now, it, that's the one with the...
Don't worry. I had 45 strong minutes on Stephen King, but I missed your Faith No More reference, so I'll just sit this one out.
That's the one with the sewer clown.
That's right, sewer clown. You know what would have been a great title for that book? Sewer clown.
Yeah. Is he called sewer clown in it?
He's called Pennywise.
Pennywise?
Yeah.
I like sewer clown better.
I think so, too.
Now, you know when...
I like Stephen King.
Yeah. I do too.
Yeah.
But it's also a thing where those books are, I could go through a Stephen King book and cut 200 pages out of one of them without even blinking.
My favorite thing about Stephen King was he wrote one of the longest novels of all time, The Stand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when he got his money together, he went back and added 500 more pages to it that he had to cut out the first time around.
Because
he's not the king of restraint.
Yes. Yeah.
And he's a brilliant, I mean, line by line, he's a brilliant writer. And I will tell you this, for my money, I will tell you, Cujo is one of the great novels I've ever written.
You've ever written?
Yeah, that's right.
I mean,
he wrote it.
Oh,
I mean,
excuse me. That's right.
I didn't ghostwrite it for him when he was having problems. Yeah. I didn't knock it out real quick.
He has continued to be pretty prolific for someone who's been injured as much as he has been. You know,
sure.
It's like, it is almost like someone is.
Just to be clear, I did not write Cujo.
You didn't write Cujo.
But I love that book. I think it's an incredible novel.
And that's the one with...
That's the Woof Woof.
The Doge. Gets, right? Where one of those Doge dogs gets, like, bit by a bat.
Yeah.
Now, how come the dog didn't turn into, like, a superhero?
Well, how deep...
Right?
How deep into the rabid bat cave do you want to go on this one?
Let's just think about it, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
Spider-Man gets bit by a spider.
Turns into a Spider-Man. Right.
Superman.
Right.
Gets bit by a superintendent.
Right. Turns into a Superman.
Turns into Schneider from One Day at a Time.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on there, Ms. Romano? Think I might use my laser eyes to unclog that drain in your sink.
Cujo, the St. Bernard, goes into a rabid bat cave, gets bit by a bunch of rabid bats. Why doesn't he turn into a rabid dog?
Why didn't he come out in a costume and be super moody?
Right.
Like where they're just like, our dog is like really moody now.
Right.
And seems to be kind of just like grim and pondering things all the time. And then he goes out at night.
Yeah.
And comes back. Right?
Yeah. Our St. Bernard spends all evening watching Black Mirror and then goes out at night and stares into windows.
Mm-hmm. Is there any chance you don't like Black Mirror because you can't handle it?
Yeah, sure.
Right?
100% chance.
Because I couldn't handle it. I'll say, look, the one with the pig was, I might not have started the series off with that one, personally.
You know what that?
Yeah.
You know what that show is in?
What's that?
Tense.
It is,
but I don't know what any other conclusion to that sentence would be.
That's not what I want. I'm a grown up man staring down the barrel of my own death. I'm not going to watch Black Mirror.
Right.
I had that time.
Yeah,
I had that time in my life when I could ponder humanity at its worst.
Mm-hmm.
It would be fun to know. I don't know any 15-year-olds now, but to know one that watched Black Mirror in the way that kids used to like read The Fountainhead or whatever and be like annoying about that, but now they see like their mom using her phone and be like, you know, that's hypnotizing you.
Yeah.
You know, you think you're controlling the phone. It's actually the phone has completely hypnotized you. So
that show seems like an opportunity for teenagers to be incredibly. Incredibly pretentious towards their parents. I didn't have time for that.
Kids need that opportunity, though, to finally lord something over someone.
I've had episodes of Black Mirror describe, like, my greatest experience of Black Mirror was people I knew describing episodes of it to me. The same way the kids in seventh grade, back when I couldn't go to R-rated movies, would sit in the cafeteria. The one kid who was allowed to go to an R-rated movie would describe beat by beat the plot of The Fog.
Yeah.
It was so exciting to hear that story told.
Uh-huh.
Because it was like folklore at that point. Like,
about the fog.
About the fog.
Was that a Stephen King too?
That was not a Stephen King.
I'm thinking of The Mist.
You were thinking of The Mist. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But the fog, yeah, right. They had to call The Mist The Mist because the fog was taken because fog is good and mist is bad.
My dad had the It book.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I was always scared of it because It is coming out of the book.
He is
emerging from the cover of the book. He's very scary.
Second greatest Stephen King book I ever wrote, by the way.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
And then you go to the video store and he's coming out of the video as well. If you remember that, he's folding the front quarter of the video over and he's emerging from that. So when you're a little kid and everywhere you go, it is coming out of stuff at you.
You're talking about a VHS box?
Yeah.
Cause it was a DVD. Would you just fold the thing back? Right? You trap them in there. Right? You just take that DVD case.
Yeah.
That's why they had to upgrade the technology to keep it inside the packaging.
Yeah.
Trap. We got him. We got him. We got it. Sewer clown. Mission accomplished. Sewer clown contained. They also did that with Sugar Man.
Yeah.
Because they were searching for him.
Mm-hmm. Sugarman?
Sugar. And then they caught him.
He got bit by a radioactive bag of sugar.
That would be the greatest version of searching for Sugar Man. If it just like, if he was making his music.
Right.
Fell off the map.
Mm-hmm.
Got bit by a bag of sugar. Sure. Went during his mm-hmm. in the wilderness
uh-huh,
years.
Uh-huh.
Was going around as Sugar Man, shooting sugar out of his hands, I guess, right?
Well, were they biological sugar shooters, or did he devise his own sugar shooters? Like, is he a genius Sugarman?
Rebooted a few times.
Yeah, exactly,
with
right?
Different versions, yeah.
Sugar Man would shoot sugar out of his... out of his
sugar
out
holes?
Of, yeah,
out of his like, neck.
Yeah,
out of
his...
Yeah. Like a Pez dispenser. It's so horrifying. Even the people he's saving are
stop.
He grabs his own hair and pulls it back. And
you
then,
need someone else to do it. Yeah. Grab my hair.
Yeah, his assistant.
If only I had a giant thumb nearby.
And they're pulling his hair back, and these clumps of sugar fly out. And I want to say, in studio, we have John Hodgman. This is your first time in the new Best Show.
Can you believe it?
It's so exciting to have you
here. I'm so happy to be here.
I'm so glad you're here. Now, that hat you're wearing, that's a Hartford Whalers hat?
It is not a Hartford Whalers hat.
That's what I thought, too. Why did I think that?
Well, I'm a big fan of extinct hockey teams, especially the Hartford Whalers, which have the most beautiful logo in sports. Mm-hmm.
Which is the whale with the
whale tail and the W that creates a negative space H for Hartford.
Sure.
Designed by Peter Good of Hartford, Connecticut.
Mm-hmm. And they played their games in basically a shopping mall, right? Isn't that?
Yes, that's right.
It was like, they'd be like a teen fashion show.
Yeah. It was the
and they'd call like adult skate.
Right.
Get all the kids off. Yes. And then the Whalers would play
a
hockey game.
And Mark Messier comes out.
It was the only hockey team to play their games in a fountain.
Okay, so literally.
Yeah.
They would
in a water feature in the West Hartford Mall. Yep, that's right.
So.
But this hat is a Quebec Nordiques hat.
Ah, right.
Okay. Which is not merely another extinct hockey team, but in beautiful symmetry, the worst logo of all time.
Because it looks like it says owl.
No one knows what it, like, I've never heard that, I've heard every possible explanation as to what this logo is.
I thought it was
a deformed elephant.
Mm-hmm.
An igloo bisected by a horrible hockey stick.
Mm-hmm.
Now the word owl, Sugarman himself, the clown from It, sewer clown.
Sewer clown.
It's a terrible logo.
Uh-huh.
But I found it and I wear it.
And now where did this fascination with hockey enter your world?
Because well,
you're not a sports guy. I know that. I've told you in the past because you've said, yay, sports ball. It's with everybody. Here comes John, yay, sports ball, Hodgman.
Right.
And you'll say, like, how many points did the sportsman put up today in their football goal game?
Yeah, you know all my jokes.
And I said to you,
yeah,
just imagine that these teams are trying to save a princess.
Mm-hmm.
That it's the future.
Right.
And this is taking place on an asteroid.
Mm-hmm.
And
there are a bunch of living mushrooms.
And they're trying to save a princess.
Sure.
And then I think that's what got you into. Was it that
I'm not against the sports.
Is hockey to you a rollerball prequel?
Yes.
Is that why you
yes.
like hockey now?
Absolutely.
Is that somebody told you it was a prequel to rollerball?
That's right.
And then
that's right.
You're just there's like a young James Caan. He's eight.
He's playing
like Gotham.
He's playing for Energy. Is that his team? Houston Energy or
the
something?
Houston. How did this, but look, all kidding aside, you were just, sports was never your bag.
No, and I have no problem with, I mean, everyone should enjoy the running and kicking and hitting games that they like. And
sure.
I appreciate it. And it's just not ever held. I don't have a genetic receptor for sports,
sure.
But I did grow up in New England when the Hartford Whalers were a team.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometime years ago, a few years ago, I was in my home of Park Slope, Brooklyn,
mm-hmm.
and I saw a skinny young dude on a fixed-gear bicycle riding by with a Hartford Whalers logo on his forearm.
He yanked it.
And first of all, it reminded me of the wonderful graphic design of that logo. And second of all, I was impressed because that was the most, to that time, the most Caucasian thing I'd ever seen.
A Hartford Whalers tattoo. On a
white dude on a fixed gear bicycle in Park Slope. Do you remember in the early 90s when there was a fad of wearing baseball caps with logos from the old Negro League teams?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Like amazing teams and amazing athletes and amazing mm-hmm. logos. That was the Caucasian version of it.
Sure. The only thing he was missing would have been like if he had a little sidecar and like someone from Animal Collective was in it.
Exactly so.
Like that's the only thing that could have put it
yeah.
into just like this is spilling over the top.
Yeah. And I would tell this story for years about this guy who had this extinct hockey logo tattooed on his arm.
Mm-hmm.
And it sort of sent me on this path towards learning about the history of the Hartford Whalers. And I'm not a huge fan of sports per se, mm-hmm. but I love underdogs and hockey is absolutely the underdog of all major league sports. And extinct hockey is the double underdog.
Sure.
And so I kind of have a fondness for the Whalers and the beautiful design mm-hmm. and Peter Good who designed that logo.
Mm-hmm.
And I did a podcast about it and I got to talk to the guy on the street who they contacted him
wow.
and they found the guy with the logo.
Wow.
And he was That's a really cool. sweet guy from Hartford and that was his favorite team when he was growing up.
Mm-hmm. So would you go see a current hockey game?
I've seen one current hockey game. I went to see the Pittsburgh Penguins
mm-hmm.
play the Tampa Lightning.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
In the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Okay.
Used to be the Devil Lightning, Tampa Bay Devil Lightning. They had to drop
really?
The
Really? They had to drop the devil?
From all their teams.
the Devil Rays.
Yeah, Devil Rays.
And it was the Devil Marlins.
The Devil Buccaneers.
the Devil
Oh, you're
Heat.
Having you're having a fun one.
They made a weird decision uh-huh. to name all their teams
yeah.
after the devil
right.
it was.
Right.
It was the Orlando Devil Magic.
Well, they had made a pact.
Which actually makes sense. It's like the Orlando Devil Magic.
Yeah. They had made a pact mm-hmm. with Satan,
mm-hmm.
and then they decided that uh-huh. wasn't going to work out anymore for their
yeah.
brand.
You could
yeah.
just, and you could just back out of those.
Yeah, that's right.
You could just, okay. One
thing, that's right. You know
they
what?
Last 3 years.
We made some bad yeah. deals. We're going to get out of them from now on.
Yeah. Look.
No.
Kid got out of that fiddle contract.
Yep,
yeah,
he
that's
did.
Right.
He
yeah.
did.
Right. He outplayed them.
Johnny. Was that his name?
From
the
first, devil.
The yeah. first line.
Johnny. Was that his name? What was
yeah,
it, John?
Sure.
Right? Because then, remember, he was, like, battling him, and then he came back. He's like, fire on the mountain, run, ball. It was like, I think the devil won this fiddle battle.
If you listen to that song, the devil destroys him.
Exactly. Yeah. Because he's playing some corny bluegrass.
And the devil is, like, playing, like, 15 notes at once.
And he's just going.
Yeah.
And then he's like, Granny, does your dog bite? No, child, no. It's like, yeah, I'm giving this to the devil. Sorry. The devil wins.
Devil won that one. Battle. Yeah, absolutely.
And then the song is about Johnny being in hell for a million years.
Right now he's looking at how long the Trump inauguration team is asking him if he can sustain that song for the entire inaugural ball because they don't have any other acts.
No one else is
right.
So they're like, you can expand the story a little bit, maybe. Yeah. Maybe the devil go back and forth a few more times.
Yeah, exactly. Best of seven.
We have 3 hours to fill.
Any chance? It's a best of seven between the devil and Johnny. Best of seven. Devil wins game one. Johnny ties it up. Now they're playing in hell.
Sure.
The devil has home field advantage. Of course, yep. Game three is a blowout for the devil.
Uh-huh. It's a best of seven situation.
Yeah. Sure. So.
Like all fiddle contests.
An endless best of seven fiddle contest. Uh-huh. Now, what's been going on with you, John? You're doing your live shows. You've been touring.
Yeah.
You're like a road dog now.
I wouldn't say that. I've gone to some performing arts centers around the country.
You're like a road. I see the thing where you're just like,
yeah. I'm destroying audiences all over the place.
Eating a hard boiled egg.
That's right. Pickled eggs.
Yeah.
Pickled eggs and beef jerky.
Mm-hmm.
In the back of a tour bus.
You treat the fine arts centers in like college towns.
That's right.
Like comedy club where you're just like leaning against the back wall with like
yep.
A gin and tonic and like a little red straw. Sitting at it.
I turn away from the audience. I face the back wall. I've been touring a show that I wrote some time ago called Vacation Land. Mm-hmm. And I've been doing a little bit of acting and, of course, podcasting and that sort of thing.
Of course, you have the hit podcast.
Judge John Hodgman.
Judge John Hodgman.
Is my podcast.
And it's you and Jesse Thorpe.
That's right.
Your ever-loving bailiff.
That's right. Bailiff Thorpe.
And you're doing that and you're doing your live shows. What does 2017 hold for a John Hodgman?
Well, I haven't said anything about it publicly, but I'm going to say it here.
Oh, here it comes. Special exclusive.
It's not that fantastic news, but I'm going to write.
As you're saying, hold on.
Uh-huh.
Just say it. I'm going to just go ahead.
All right.
It's all yours. Just say the thing.
What do you want me to say?
What you were going to say.
What?
Make the announcement.
Oh yeah, well no, I my show Vacation Land, I turned it in. I'm going to write
show exclusive.
Now I don't want to say it.
Well, no. I need to get.
I'm writing a new book called Cujo 2.
Okay, Cujo 2.
That's right. The dog comes back. Return of the dog. No, I'm writing a book based
on Vacation Land. Is there any punctuation in there? Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay. You got it.
So you're writing Vacation Land.
Vacation Land, the book.
Okay.
Which I'm very excited
to do.
That's
awesome.
Yeah.
Coming out next year?
It will come out next October.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I have to spend most of the spring taking all the words that I said on stage and writing them down onto a page and creating more words because I have a recurring nightmare that I write down every word that I said on stage, and it turns out to be 2,000 words.
Yeah, and it's just like, here's my new pamphlet.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, yeah.
I think that's exciting. Congratulations.
I'm very excited.
I look forward to it.
Yeah.
You know the book I always told you to do.
Remind me.
take over? Because you were like, I have all these essays and these little scrappy scraps and things.
That's me, Scrippy Scraps.
And I was like,
they always called me Johnny Scrippy Scrap.
I was like, you put them all in a thing, you dump them in, and you call it the Hodge Marillion.
That's right. You're right. I had forgotten that. I apologize. The Hodge Marillion.
The Hodge Monomicon.
Yeah.
Don't open that.
Yeah. Everyone who reads it goes mad.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, John Hodgman at Hodgman.
At Hodgman.
I told you. I was wrong. I had predicted that once, what's his face, left Hamilton.
That Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Yeah. That I had said that that theater would be a Halloween superstore. That he was he left in July.
That's right. Yeah, mm-hmm.
He left in July. I had predicted that by October, you would be able to go in there and get your sexy Barb,
sure.
Stranger Things costume.
That's right.
And they would be also doing Hamilton,
right? You could,
while you shopped for a Halloween costume.
You could get your sexy Lafayette costume.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
sexy Burr.
I was wrong.
It's still going.
It's still going. Now, you've seen Hamilton 65 times.
That's right. Well, 65 and a half times.
Okay.
That's right.
How many times have you actually seen it?
There was that one time I fell asleep in the lobby.
Sure.
Yes. Couldn't bother to make it in. I've seen it 2 times.
2 times.
Yeah.
Okay.
I enjoyed it a lot.
Hayes, you've seen Hamilton.
Yeah.
Yeah, Hayes seen Ham.
Mm-hmm. I'm Hamseer. Known Hamseer.
If me and Mike went to see Hamilton, what would we expect out of a night like that? Me and Mike at the theater.
Okay. I imagine for you guys,
mm-hmm.
a lot of time spent on the phone with StubHub.
Okay.
Because you got bunk tickets.
Bunk.
So we'd be.
Y'all got bunked.
So you picture us going in and suddenly it goes.
And you got to go across the street and have some pizza.
And then you're kind of waiting in the back. You're all dejected.
Yeah.
And then Lin-Manuel himself, he's back.
Right.
For one night.
Yeah. Okay.
Comes out of the stage door, says, hey guys, what's the matter?
Yeah, what's going on?
And you say, you know, we got these bunk tickets. We can't see the show.
Yeah, we got bunked.
And he goes, oh, sorry about that. Goes back inside.
Yeah. When the bum tickets come up.
Not my fault.
Does it go, meow, bum, bum? Wouldn't that be the greatest thing?
You know who you should ask about that?
Who's that?
Matt Fraction.
I know. It happened to him.
He got bunked.
He went across the country.
He did.
And Klausner.
Shit happened.
Did she get bunked?
Yes. Yep, she got bunked.
Yes. Oh, I didn't know that.
Julie got bunked. Is that what we really call it?
Bunked.
Bunked.
When I got my tickets through StubHub or whatever,
mm-hmm.
when I was in New York, accidentally ordered them to my home address in Los Angeles.
Oh.
And had to, there's like something you can do to command the plane to turn around.
Uh-huh.
Sure. It's an app.
Because I was tracking the order and my tickets were like in Kentucky or whatever.
Yeah.
By the time I figured out that they were going to the wrong place. So I had to get them.
You ordered the plane to turn around to come back.
Yeah.
And you saw it?
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta see this thing. Do they do that? What is it? Is that one of the rap songs they do in it?
They do a lot of Mike Patton's whole thing. They do a lot of Mr. Bungle, of Mr. Bungle stuff.
That'd be cool. Because those guys change genres, which I don't know if you guys can hang with the pace of a Mr. Bungle thing, because they'll just play like a soft rock thing, and next thing you know, they're playing in the same song. It's very, very challenging music.
I'm a grown man. I'm not even going to pretend I know what you're talking about anymore.
It's Mike Patton from Faith No More's
Faith No More reference.
Thank you very much. Another one.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Good.
The second.
I'll just crawl up in the corner and die
of
age.
It is kind of a young people thing.
Yeah.
Mike Patton and Mr. Bungle. This is youth culture we're really digging into now.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry, old man. You can't roll with the stuff that.
Well, I understand.
Like.
I'll just go into my sepulcher.
Is this your Diet Coke?
No, that's yours.
I think you're right.
Enjoy it. Nice plug for Diet Coke there.
Oh, sorry. No more. I forgot. No more ads.
No more ads. Yes.
I will miss them. Can I just say I will miss them? I'm sorry. I just have to be the one.
Sure. Well, thank you.
I know people are going to be scared to say this, but yeah. Now I hope you feel like you can do them just if you want.
Just for fun.
Monetary reasons.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's what people want.
Just for the art of it.
If you love certain mattresses, you should talk about them.
Yeah. Because you build these arcs too, and I think people are like, well, is he just going to let them?
Right.
Yeah.
There's storylines that are unresolved.
Yeah.
You don't want to Westworld this thing.
What's that now?
You want to leave it hanging like Westworld?
Why did Westworld leave it hanging?
I don't know.
Okay.
Please don't spoil the final episode of Westworld for me. I've only seen it twice.
I heard that they're robots.
Yeah.
Is that?
It would seem to be.
Yeah.
That's what I hear.
Well, you never know.
I heard they might be robots.
You can't guess. Everything's up in the air on that one.
Mm-hmm. Now, SantaCon just took place. Mm. I was in New York on Saturday night when SantaCon.
Is this another Faith No More thing that I don't know about?
No, don't worry.
This is where everyone dresses up like Santa?
Yeah.
It is.
Santa's.
I didn't see you there, John. I was wondering, I thought it was weird.
Yeah.
That you weren't.
Yeah, I've moved on.
From, yeah.
Yeah.
So SantaCon.
I don't do my Santa cosplay anymore.
You're done with. If, you know what they're doing?
Well, I won.
Yeah.
And
won,
and I've moved on.
Yeah. You won Santa.
I won. Yeah.
Yeah.
Give someone else a chance.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
No one was ever going to step to my steampunk Santa.
Yeah. Yes. With his.
Yeah. With my
brass beard.
That's right. My brass beard and my clockwork belly. my giant brass bazooka. Over
So it's like I would always manage to avoid seeing that, and then I was like out and about, and I like it was like, yeah, it's like it's like literally the worst thing I've ever seen.
I think that I've been on the subway once after that. And I had to protect my children from the terror of being molested by 1,000 drunk 20-year-old Santas and Santa ladies.
It's like I was coming in to New York City, and at 7 p.m., one of the first things I saw was just a Santa sitting on the curb holding his head.
Ugh.
It's like, it's 7. You've got a lot more night to go, Santa.
Yeah.
It's like you're already bottoming out here.
Dude, you gotta go around the world.
You better rally, Santa.
It's the event with the most puking.
Uh-huh.
And part of the costume is like this puke catching net.
That's all white. this pure white puke net. I was thinking with the Santa, it's like what they're doing to Santa. It's like when people are like, the swastika is like a symbol, a Hindu symbol of, like, they're taking that and turning Santa into like a swastika. Like they're doing the evil version of, they're taking this thing that was once a symbol of like abundance or whatever. Uh-huh. Like it was like, it's a Hindu symbol of abundance. Like, and it's like, man, it's going to be a thing for the worst hate the planet has ever seen. Let's do that to Santa now.
In like 30 years, people say like, well, you know, Santa used to be, this like about giving and celebrating a holiday. And then they'll throw those people in jail, rightfully for being hate criminals.
Although now they would probably be part of the Santa alt-right.
Yes,
you're like, no.
So this is what I want to pitch. I figured out, because look, I'm good with the big ideas.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know that. Yeah. John Hayes, you know.
Here's
my idea. We have a year to plan for this.
Uh-huh.
SantaCon 2017.
Uh-huh.
We can make so much money on this thing if we do what I want to do. Imagine this. October. Uh-huh. We announce a website. SantaConCam.com. Now, this is what we promised.
Uh-huh.
You subscribe to this. There will be 20
channels.
Mm-hmm.
Following 20 different Santas that we will have wired with cameras, and there'll also be somebody we can cut to, second camera, and you can watch any of the 20 channels of these Santas doing their SantaCon thing,
mm-hmm.
and we guarantee our 20 Santas are going to go for it. They're going hard.
Is it like those Amazing Race cameras where their heads are totally stationary in your screen, but like right. the backgrounds are like swirling yeah. around yeah. behind the, them?
Yeah. One of them would be.
They got a weird boom camera hanging yeah. over their heads,
yeah.
facing right at them, but yeah. they also got a GoPro that's going out.
Yes.
Yeah,
so we'll wire these Santas.
Uh-huh.
Tell me, if you had a chance, if somebody said to you, for $20, you can subscribe, you can watch 20 of the dumbest dummies that have ever put on a Santa costume, and they're going for it as Santa,
mm-hmm.
and you can yeah. watch. How many, we could make so much money on that.
We charge per dummy.
Mm-hmm. Per dummy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
And we just call them.
No.
We say like, hey, dummy. Right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We just like call them dummies. They'll be like, I'm pretty dumb. I know.
Right.
Right? And they'll sign up. Mike, yeah. what do you think of that idea?
I love it.
Yeah. Okay.
It's actually I'll tell you real what. Enthusiasm.
Yeah. Right. If Mike were one of the Santas, then yes,
would
absolutely.
Would you be a Santa for this, Mike?
Yeah. We didn't see that coming.
SantaCon Cam. We
mm-hmm.
we just film them. You get to watch these animals.
Campta Claus.
Camda Claus, oh, yeah. right? That's good. That's good.
I don't know. It's not very good. But
see him stumbling into the dollar pizza place, right?
Right.
You got to have a bathroom. There's a bathroom here.
Right.
Right. There's no way you don't have a bathroom. Where do you guys go to the bathroom? There's a bathroom back there.
For all those people in Europe who can't afford to come to New York
yes.
and enjoy Christmas time in New York,
yes.
this is what they can enjoy it.
SantaCon, we got to figure out. And look, this is my ticket out.
Mm-hmm.
It's my ticket out.
Mm-hmm.
This is like, it's my Bruce Springsteen song.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, if Bruce Springsteen was 25 right now, he'd have a song. He'd be like,
we gotta wire those Santas. Like, to subscribe to the Santa Cam. It's our ticket out. When these dummies all subscribe, we're gonna be rich.
There'd be so many jingle bells in the backing track of that thing. So many jingle bells and city sax. Ching, 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 ching. Yeah, you're right.
So I need some seed money.
Yeah.
Mike?
Yeah. Well,
would you
anyway.
Be in on this, Mike? Would you be, you'd want to be one of the Santas? You would. He said the magic phrase, I've got nothing to lose.
Nothing to lose.
That's when I'm interviewing these Santas. That's like, they need to say that on their own.
A hat falls from the ceiling
yeah,
on their
exactly.
head.
Yeah.
You have an Amazon Echo wired yeah, to exactly. hear that phrase.
And it lowers the Santa hat right on their head.
I'm not hearing Mike pledging a lot of seed money. I'm not hearing him pledging a lot of masses t-shirt money.
It's going to be sweat equity with Mike. It's going to be barf equity with Mike. We're talking about
barf equity.
Good old-fashioned barf equity.
I'll tell you, I would love to invest, but I can't, so I'll earn it in barf.
Can you get What's-His-Face to do it from Hamilton?
Sure. Lin-Manuel Miranda?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
He's not Pineapple Face.
What are you even talking about?
Remember the America's Worst Enemy, Pineapple Face? Remember when we were all mad at Pineapple Face? No, that was Manuel Noriega. Pineapple Face. Remember that?
Now I do. I thought that was... I thought I was missing another Faith No More
yeah,
reference.
No. That actually was a Faith No More reference. So anybody, if you want to be a part of SantaCon Cam, you contact me. We've got 10 months to get ready for this thing. And I'm going to be in some kind of control center. Like, go yeah. to camera 4!
Right.
This Santa's passed out in the middle of the street, in the middle of Broadway. Go to this.
You're like the Truman joke.
You're going to be Anthony Hopkins, and this is going to be your Westworld.
Yes.
Which would make as much sense as Westworld.
Uh-huh.
Like,
I heard there's in Westworld season two that there's a Santa room.
That's right. It might as well be all Santas. Who wants to go into the Wild West? No human.
What's the convention aspect of SantaCon? I genuinely don't know. Is there any? Don't you just walk down the street?
They're just roaming.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
In packs.
Yeah.
And that way it's like you say, like, yeah, that the guy shoved me. Oh, what do you look like? Is it white dude in a Santa costume?
Oh, that's, I see what it is.
You get away with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they figured it out. Looking on Twitter. Stop pretending you don't know what his name is. Lin-Manuel Miranda. Okay, gotcha.
You'll say it 60 times.
I'll remember it. Lin-Manuel Miranda. Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Two.
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Three.
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Four.
Okay, good. I'll do the other 54, 56 later. Who's good here, Mike? Best show.
Great call.
Yeah.
Hi. Yeah, great screening, Mike. Five star.
Hello?
Five star on Yelp.
Hello.
Best show.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Is this Tom?
It is Tom. To whom am I speaking?
Hello. This is Bill in Mankato, Minnesota.
Bill in Mancave, Minnesota. What's going on in Mancave, Minnesota tonight?
Not a whole lot, Tom. I wanted to call and talk to you, and actually I wanted to see if you had ever heard of Westworld or if you've been watching it. And you seem to be talking a lot about it.
I ain't watched it yet, though.
You ain't watched it yet?
Yeah, I ain't watched it.
It is the creepiest show on television that I've ever seen.
What's creepy
about it?
The creep
factor. I want to say one thing.
Yeah?
You can do whatever you want with them. You can do whatever you want.
This sounds creepy. You're creeping me. I don't even know if this is a thing from Westworld. If it wasn't, that would be a creeping me.
It's great sound.
This guy could be a Westworld. That's honestly what the show is.
Yeah, you're a Westworld.
Makes you think.
Yeah.
You come out in the world and you don't know who's a Westworld and.
Yeah.
Right.
That is what Westworld is all about. It's like.
Who's the Westworld?
Oh, we have like these. I don't want to ruin. I'm not going to spoil anything. I don't want to be that guy. But it's like, oh, we have like these synthetic things that you can do things to. And
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Best show.
Hi.
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 Who's this?
This is Matt in Canada.
Matt in Canada. What part of Canada are you from, Matt?
I'm from Edmonton, Alberta.
Ah. Classy. What's up?
Home of the Edmonton Oilers.
You like the Edmonton?
Yeah, Oilers.
Yeah.
Mark Messier?
Yes.
Hockey.
Let's go, Oilers. Kind of the Oilers is not the...
Oilers.
Let's go, Oilers. Playing O Canada tonight? No more.
Am I?
No.
Yeah.
Performing the Star Spangled Banner? Faith No More.
As if we weren't taking it to Native Americans enough with our team names.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're building this pipeline through their land, and we start a hockey team to celebrate that.
Yeah.
As well.
And we're taunting them.
What's that about?
Yeah. So what's up tonight, bro? What's going on?
Well,
sound a little sleepy.
In honor of Dog Sember, I had a dog story to tell.
Okay.
If that's okay.
Fast. What's a fast dog? Give me a fast dog story. Elevator.
No, it has to do with, I'm a mailman.
Oh, well, this isn't a dog story. You're a mailman.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect.
I'm going to just say, does this story end up with you getting chomped?
Yes.
Okay, then go forward. I want to hear more of this. Mm-hmm. You get chomped in this story.
Well, So on Wednesdays, I listen to the best show on my walk.
Okay.
And, on a Wednesday, two pit bulls came out of a front door.
Nice.
While I was listening to you,
mm-hmm.
and they got both my legs and started pulling me apart.
Did they tear you in half?
They tore me right half down the middle, yeah.
You right now.
Yeah.
What's that?
Right down the middle.
Is there a chance that the other half of you can call also?
Yeah. Do you want me to put him on?
Story? That's not how it happened.
Yeah, he's lying.
Yeah. Yeah, this is the right half. He's embellishing this
I
whole thing.
I basically completed my rounds. It wasn't a big deal.
First of all, these dogs, I don't even think they were pit bulls. So you got attacked by, did you get literally chomped?
I got chomped. I was out of work for 3 months.
Oh, my.
On the couch.
God. Oh, no, that's horrible.
It so they came running out of a door? Did they open the door front. With their paws, or were they let out?
I saw one of them wrap his hand around the handle.
Ooh.
See, and he pushed it open.
We joke about this stuff in newspaper cartoons.
Yeah.
You know? But these are... This guy got really hurt.
Yeah.
You mean like where
it hurt.
You're talking about newspaper cartoons like Fred Bassett?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Marmaduke, huh? Right. How do you enjoy Marmaduke from now on, huh?
So... All right, so you were attacked by two dogs. This is actually terrifying. And they came out, and each one grabbed one of your ankles.
One grabbed me by the thigh, and one grabbed me by the calf.
And how did you get out of this situation?
I screamed very loudly.
Yeah.
And then the lady that owned the dogs ran out.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
And she started crying. And I was begging for mercy.
And how did she get the dogs to stop attacking you?
She just pulled one off, and then she let go of that one, and then she tried to pull the other one off, and then they kept circling around. It's
horrifying.
It was terrifying, yeah. But all the while, you were in my ears.
Oh no.
So
do you remember which specific, what he was saying to you?
No, I know. I don't remember much about that moment.
That'd be great if it was an ad.
Yeah, if I was just like, saying like, yeah.
My friends.
DraftKings.
Yeah, as he's like fading out.
Week one of the NFL here.
DraftKings. It could have been DraftKings.
I want to say to you this. I'm so sorry that happened. Are you well now? Are you better?
My legs are much better. My brain is, it needs some work.
Sure.
Sure.
That must have been very traumatic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Personally, and this is not a judgment on you, if two dogs were coming at me, first thing you'd do, if it was me, karate chop one of the dogs, just karate chop, right? Right?
Sure. Yeah, I've seen you do it.
Just judo chop.
Yeah.
Or karate. I would do a judo chop.
Anti-dog karate. Yeah.
I do a judo chop, and I go, judo chop. And you say it as you do it.
Yeah, Austin Powers.
Like Roger Moore. Yes, you say, judo chop. And there's one dog, right? And then you say to the other dog, you want a judo chop? And the dog will fold.
Yeah, because he's seen it happen already.
Right? And then you say to the dog, you know what I'd say? You chomp yourself right now. Or you get a judo chop also, just like your pal. And then you make the dog chomp himself.
Self-chomp?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you still a letter carrier in Alberta?
Yeah, I'm still doing it. I still go to that same house.
Oh, no.
Man. Do you carry, like, an anti-dog stick of some kind?
bear spray.
Really?
I live in Canada, so everyone has bear spray up here.
What? Everyone? Really? Everyone has bear spray?
I think so.
And what is the bear? Is that like a pepper spray? Is that like a mace in case a bear comes out of a house next time?
It's peppery, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I gotcha.
In case a bear comes out. The bear comes out to wrangle.
And have you seen the woman who owns the two dogs ever since?
Oh, yes. And we're good friends now.
Yeah, have you fallen in love? Because that would be a story.
It does seem like a pretty story.
No, I don't. Yeah, I don't like her too much, really.
Oh, wow. She could be listening.
Yeah. She could be.
What is her name?
I don't know what her name is.
You know her male.
Yeah.
It's not our dogs getting mail.
Yeah,
it's not Chomp 1 and Chomp 2.
You read her mail.
Yeah.
I do. I can't recall it. It's, do you want to know the name?
No, I don't. No.
Well, I do, but Tom doesn't.
The dogs? What if
dogs?
The dogs. What were the dogs' names? Do you know?
Oh, those names I really don't know.
Okay.
Well, then don't they get any mail? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What if one of the dog's names was Imperious? Would you be? Would that be a thing? You'd be worried.
I have. That could be a thing.
And look, I'm not making fun of you. I'm glad you're okay. I'm glad you're okay. Seriously.
Thank you, Tom.
And if a dog, seriously, Judo Chop.
Next time.
And
next
you say time. Judo Chop when next you do time. It, and then you tell the other dog, "You want a Judo Chop, too?" And then the dog will whimper and say, "You're going to chomp yourself, boy."
Were you satisfied with the medical care you received from the government of Canada after two dogs bit you?
Well, that's another thing, is that the ambulance driver arrived. And they didn't seem too scared about what was going on.
Well, to be fair, yeah. Neither do you.
Yeah.
Well,
You're over it.
2 years ago.
Yeah.
I was pretty scared.
I'm sorry.
I'm glad you're well.
I've been chased by dogs, and I was bit by a dog that was chasing me, and it's a terrifying thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you okay?
I'm
fine. Thank you very much.
He's all right.
Pulled the seat of his pants down.
Yeah.
On the beach, right?
You were being chased by a dog on the beach.
Yeah. He pulled your little swimsuit down.
Have you heard this story? I was chased by I was chased by a pack of dogs on the beach.
It was on the beach?
Yes, it was. Wow. Yeah.
You know what you'd do then?
No, what?
What I would do probably is run into the ocean.
Yeah.
Good idea.
Well, you throw one dog into the middle of the ocean.
Yeah.
Right.
First.
Right.
You.
First, I would judo chop the ocean. Uh-huh.
What I would probably do is build a quick sandcastle of a judo chop hand. Right?
As a warning to all dogs?
Yeah.
Yeah. Beware all dogs.
The dogs are now running into this.
Yeah, they're self-judo chopping against your sandcastle?
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Or I make... or I'd probably get some wet sand. It would probably require wet sand for this. Make a quick sand bowling ball. And then roll it at the dogs, and it would be like... when the dogs got bowled out, like, because of...
And then a cartoon machine would come down and reset them as pins for the next frame.
Well, you got to get at it before that happens.
That's why you're called Tom, defeater of all dogs.
Yeah, they know not to mess with me. Well, look, in all seriousness, I'm glad you're doing better, and I hope you keep getting better, buddy.
Thank you.
You have a great night.
Thanks.
I'm still going to do that to him, though. Clip him off
before
he's done.
Right.
Best show.
Oh. Hey, Tom. This is Angie from Pittsburgh.
Angie.
Hello?
From Pittsburgh. How are you, Angie?
I'm very good. How are you?
What's the best and worst thing about Pittsburgh, Angie?
The best thing about Pittsburgh, all the museums.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah.
And the worst thing is, you can say it.
The worst thing is? Oh, God.
I know what
it is. The football culture.
The food.
That friggin' sandwich.
Yeah. Every city. Well, yeah, God. You go to. Think about this, Angie. You go to a city, you go to Boston, everybody's talking about the soup or something? Is that what it is?
Yeah, Boston soup.
The Boston baked bean clam soup.
They're talking about that. You go to Baltimore, and everybody's talking about crabs.
They're talking about the crab cheese steak.
Yeah. And then you go to Pittsburgh, and everybody's talking about Permonti sandwiches.
That's right.
Which is so like, bad. It might as well say, like, you know, the best thing in our city, we're known as Jimmy John's. We got a Jimmy John's here. And they got 20 different sandwiches on the board, and they can make some of them club sandwich style. Some of them they could put on the sub roll, just either way. And they got guacamole. You can add that to any of them.
Right. So exciting.
Wonder bread with fries that you would never eat alone.
Never mind inside a sandwich.
And then anything else.
I haven't gone there. I can't even remember. That's not the thing for me.
They've got to tighten it up.
It's gross and it's too expensive.
But those sandwiches.
For Monty Brothers is too expensive?
Well, it's for.
It's kind of a high class.
What does a French fry sandwich go for there?
It's now like the touristy thing, so you know they're going to jack up the price.
That's my problem. That's my problem with it too. It's for the elites, those Pittsburgh elites. It's honestly like Carnegie. Like Carnegie's descendants are the only ones who can eat this sandwich.
Oh, it's Carnegie Hayes.
Who can eat. So when you go to a place like that, the only people eating there is probably...
Swells.
Yeah.
Them and then what's his face from the Batman movie with the face mask on, and he's just smushing
smushing the sandwich.
He kind of can't get. Does he lift that thing up when it's Permonti time? Is he just Permonti time?
I have to take off my mask for Permonti time.
Yeah.
The sandwich is olive.
Oh my goodness!
Why would you shoot a man in the head if you're going to feed him a French fry sandwich?
It's a French fry sandwich. It sounds like.
Let me tell you,
if you eat one of those, you're gonna die anyways. It's pretty. They're pretty awful.
I wish it were true, but I ate one and I lived. Unfortunately,
you made it.
I like Pittsburgh a lot.
Yeah, it's the best.
It really is a great city. You gotta if Pittsburgh could tighten up the food situation, it would maybe be the best city on the Eastern Seaboard.
I had one of the greatest moments of my life in the city of Pittsburgh when I was performing at the Rex Theater, which is a good theater.
Yes.
You know it. But I was getting ready to go to the show, and I was in the lobby of the hotel I was staying in, and these two dudes got out of the elevator, and one of them said, they were talking about Falling Water, the famous Frank Lloyd Wright house. And one of them said, you ready to see Falling Water, bro? Yeah. And the other guy said, I was born ready.
Oh, my God.
High-fiving in every room once they get there.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Built into the landscape. And in conversation with the natural world, bro. Loved it. And I love that hockey game that I went to there, that one hockey game I ever went to. It was scary to me, but I liked it.
Oh, you went to the hockey game here?
Yeah, I saw the Pittsburgh Penguins play the Tampa Satan Lightnings.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Back when they were Raw.
Yeah.
They're still Satan's Lightnings. And my friend Sam Potts just moved to Pittsburgh. You should meet him.
Okay.
Okay, good.
Wouldn't that be scarier than Zeus?
I'm happy to show people around.
Than Zeus throwing the lightning if the devil could do it up under from the ground, from inside the earth.
The lightning.
Could just zap you from underneath at any time.
Yeah. So what's going on tonight, Angie?
Well, we just got a ton of snow. I am doing finals week. At school, and dealing with my kids. I mean, it's pretty. Calling in. Like, this is the highlight of my day, is calling in, to be honest.
Are you a student in Pittsburgh?
I am.
Is it at Giant Eagle School?
At the community college.
What are you studying?
I'm just trying to get my associates because I was very dumb when I was young and dropped out of college.
Boy, I'll say. Boy.
You're
talking
my language, Angie.
No, that's wonderful. What are you going to get your associate's degree in?
French fry
sandwich construction?
Yes, obviously.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. Please answer.
No, it's fine. Education. Early education.
Oh, good one.
That's when it really matters.
My brother's a teacher, teaches little kids. And boy, can you go home and give the screws to everyone in your family because you're doing something good.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And then you're coming home and you're just like,
I'm working on device principles. You're like, and then he goes, you're like talking about school, and it's just like, yeah, and then they tried to put LSD in the football. Yeah.
USA Today called it the most hateful television show they'd ever seen. So.
Well, it makes for an very, because I have a 15-year-old son, and I'm in school, so like, you know, a little sooner than I'd like to admit, he will be in college.
Yeah,
well, that means you can hang out with him and his friends because you're all in school. We're all students.
I don't know about that, but
I mean,
at the moment, he talks to me, and it's kind of like, I don't know if you guys remember being a teenage boy, but he kind of talks as if his mouth is full of like marbles.
Huh?
Yeah.
And he doesn't enunciate anything, so you know. He'll say something to me, and it could be yes, no, or some other sentence.
Might be mumps.
Yeah.
Yeah, he could have mumps.
Yeah.
He could have those Pittsburgh mumps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or he actually could have marbles Hill mumps. In his mouth. That's right. What if he actually just does have marbles in his mouth? Right? Because he's playing, he's really good at playing marbles in the schoolyard.
Sure.
He just has run out of places to store all
they
the
call,
marbles.
Yeah, they call, he's so they call, good at it. They call him Pouch Cheeks.
Yeah. Are his pants pockets filled with marbles? And he just literally has no other place to keep marbles?
Well, that might be the only reason he's not being blown away by the wind. He's very tall and skinny.
Okay.
Have you ever taken your 15-year-old son to the Museum of Western Pennsylvanian Sports in the Heinz Center?
No.
Well,
no, we have been to the Andy Warhol Museum, the Natural History Museum, all the other ones.
The mattress factory? That's cool, huh?
We haven't done that one yet.
All of those museums are terrible and phony. I need you to go to the Heinz Center immediately and go to the Museum of Western Pennsylvania Sports History and witness the glory of the sweater that was awarded to in the 40s to the child marble champion of Western Pennsylvania. It's the most most glorious sports trophy I've ever seen. It's a great sweater vest. That's how you know it's a good sport, because they award sweater vests.
Now, is this
the Marble King of Western Pennsylvania?
Is in this Heinz? Is this named after Heinz Ward? This museum?
Yeah.
Pittsburgh Steelers legend. Big marbles guy. Ward.
Oh, yeah. I thought that was the lead man from Faith No More. Sorry, another thing.
That's Mike Patton. That's Mike Patton.
Well, I was going to say Tom.
Yes, Andy.
That my kids are actually huge fans of yours from Steven Universe.
Oh, that's nice. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, and it's nice for me, too, because I listen to the Best Show, and then I hear you singing on Steven Universe.
Yeah, I'm doing double duty.
You are.
And you can hear me on the new episode of Hollywood Handbook.
Yeah.
The episode I did with, because Hayes does this podcast, Hollywood Handbook, which is no offense.
No, great. Go.
He's you last year, Hayes, right now. He's judge. He's the judge.
So sorry to hear that, Hayes.
2016. It's such a funny podcast, and I did the most recent episode, and it's just like, it's the only place where I
cuss and Tom.
Yeah.
Tom.
Oh,
in the daytime.
That'll be very weird.
It's very dirty. It's a weird reverse.
At night.
At night, you get extremely tame. Dark is very family friendly.
Right.
But oh, when the sun comes out.
When the sun's out, I'm like a skunk. I'm like a skunk. Your day
is Tom after
night.
Dark is no shucks given.
Yeah. Look out. Look out.
I want Tom to come to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, Tom.
I will.
Do a show.
I would come to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, my fiancé introduced me to the Best Show, and he is dying to see you. I would like to obviously come too, but...
Okay, so...
Yes.
Two people.
But only one of you can attend. You're going to have to choose. Your fiancé or you.
Rock, paper, scissors it.
What's that?
Well, rock, paper, scissors no. gets to come to the show.
No, I think it's going to be your fiancé. I've decided. So sorry. You'll have to stay home. Study up.
So, Angie.
Yes.
You went to community. You're going to community college.
Yes.
Which is where I went. Community college. I'm going to dedicate this next thing to you.
Oh, how nice.
Well, you don't know what it is yet, so don't get don't get too giddy. I'm going to hang up on you now, though.
Okay.
John Hodgman, you went to, everybody knows, you're a Yale man.
Yes, that's true.
Right.
Yep.
Yale man. Hayes did not go to Yale.
No.
He went to the other one. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you mind talking? You can talk about this, right?
Yeah, sure.
You're why is he being so coy?
Do you not want to talk about this?
No, I'll talk about it. It's a great place. I went to Harvard. Everyone that comes out of there is good.
Oh,
that they've contributed to the world is positive. I endorse the institution with all my heart.
Were you a member of the Harvard Lampoon?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Were you really?
Yeah.
I have a thing to say about that later.
Well, I want to say this. I have a little treat for the both of you.
Oh, boy. I hope it's a Tom Lehrer song.
Who? Hey, guys out there.
Please let me a Tom Lehrer song.
Or a Whiff and Poofs tune.
Hey, out there.
Yeah.
Who wants to help me with this?
Everyone.
All right. Well, it's an exciting thing. I'm going to announce the first annual Harvard versus Yale.
Okay.
Versus Middlesex Community College trivia challenge.
Oh, wow. The big game.
Bula, bow, wow, wow. Middlesex Community College.
You know this song?
Yes, I do.
It's Harvard. It's the Harvard guys are here. We're winning the game. Harvard is
all right.
Depends who's going to ask questions. All right. Step up to the mic, Mike. Mike has some questions. We'll see who can answer. There are questions. These guys have questions about Harvard?
Yes.
Questions about Yale?
Yes.
And questions about Middlesex Community College?
I am prepared.
And we will see who can answer questions about each of these institutions of higher education.
Fantastic.
I will say mine was a commuter school.
Mm-hmm.
I drove there every day. Mm-hmm. I built my class schedule around my work commitments at the sheet music store I was working at. Uh-huh. I generally scheduled my classes around that.
Uh-huh.
It took me 4+ years to get out of a 2-year school because mm-hmm. I was working full time.
Sure.
So let the questions begin and let's celebrate education.
The first question.
Oh. Or you could do that off, Mike. That's always a...
This Middlesex Community College alumni was born in Bayonne, New Jersey.
Jim Norton.
Got
wow.
It. Yes. Yeah, go Tom.
Are we supposed to buzz in or no, just answer. Just answer when
you
we
can
know
just
it.
Answer. Right. Well, how about this? I go, since my buzzer would sound something like, oh, right? And your buzzer, John Hodgman, would go, and then Hayes, your buzzer would sound like what now?
Wait, yours is oh, yeah. And yours is mom.
Yeah.
I guess it's probably the same as John. I mean, same. It's all the same.
Yeah.
Is there a display case at Middlesex for like comedies, Dirty Dogs of Middlesex?
It's me and Jim Norton. It's me and Jim Norton. All right. Next question.
8 presidents have attended Harvard. Can you name 3 of them?
FDR.
Oh, you didn't buzz in. Oh.
Okay. No, that's my buzz. That's my buzz is FDR. So
that's your buzz. That's Okay, so now you buzzing in is you going, wait, FDR. So that's you buzzing in. So go ahead.
FDR, Teddy Roosevelt,
mm-hmm.
JFK.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So one to zero.
Yeah, some deep cuts in there.
So
there yeah. Deep cuts. I haven't heard about two of those presidents.
Next question. Next question.
This one's for John.
Hmm.
What notable quote did Obama have about Harvard in 2009?
I do not know.
Well, wait. I got multiple choice here.
Okay. I'll take the second choice.
Harvard is the flagship and golden standard of educational institutions.
Mm-hmm.
B, this school not only rules, it rocks. Mm-hmm. C, graduate school, brah. Or D, there was no notable quote.
I stand by my second choice.
So B.
Yeah.
That's incorrect.
Oh, so sad.
And you don't get to know what it was.
Oh.
Yeah.
It was D.
No notable quote.
No notable quote. Yeah. Next question. What's the next question?
Do you know what we... Oh. Okay, Mike. Just
don't worry.
Just for the record.
Mike just collapsed.
I'm about the sixth person who's knocked back down.
If you were wondering when Mike was going to knock over a bulletin board.
Chekhov's bulletin board.
That's right. For those of you playing Best Show Bingo at home, Mike knocking off a bulletin board, you can now cross that off.
Are we ready?
Yeah, floor's yours.
This Happy Days actor attended Yale.
Tom Bosley.
Henry Winkler.
Yes!
That's right.
Wow.
Yes. Who unfollowed me on Twitter.
Because, really?
Yeah, because he was a Bernie supporter and I wasn't.
Wow.
I think. I don't know why. We used to talk back and forth a little bit about barbecue in Austin, Texas. We're fans of Franklin Barbecue, but then he unfollowed me and I feel very sad about it.
The classic Bernie supporter. Mm-hmm. Henry Winkler.
Well, no, I don't know. I don't know if that's why he unfollowed me. It may have been because I said all those racist things, but it could be anything, really.
Now, for people who don't know, Henry Winkler played Funzie on Happy Days.
Funz.
He played Funzie, yep. Who was fun, and everybody loved
mm-hmm.
the fun things he would do.
Yep, and his last name started with a Z.
Yes,
that's fun. Right, Funzie. Yep.
And
Arthur Zunzarelli, the Funzie.
Arthur Zunzarelli, Funzie. The fun Z. Next question, please.
John Harvard statue is the third most photographed statue in the USA. What are the first two?
Rocky statue.
The
You know that's right.
All right.
You know it's the Rocky
statue. Well, can you get credit for naming one, or do you have to name two?
I'm looking for both of them.
I'm going to say the Statue of Liberty.
That's number one.
Yeah, of course, with a bullet.
Yeah.
That's what she's holding up.
I'm going to say Rocky statue.
And I'm going to say...
I'm going to say Rocky statue, Jordan statue.
I'm going to say...
Are wax sculpture statues? I think you got to go back to the lab on this one, too.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I think it's like the Arnold as the Terminator. At Anne Tussauds.
The one on Hollywood Boulevard?
Yeah. No, sorry, not but Anne Tussauds, the Hollywood Wax Museum. That's a little, that's like three blocks down, that's designed to catch you on the way to Madame Tussauds, where they say, where's the wax museum? And they're, oh, it's right here.
Yeah, this is, and then you're
looking for this.
And then people leave and they're just like, well, we're not going to two wax museums today.
It's the same mold forever.
I'm going to say, I'm going to,
different wigs.
Just so I can round out my answer.
All right.
I'm going to say Statue of Liberty.
Right.
And then the statue of Lin-Manuel Miranda that's been erected on top of the White House.
That is correct.
That's right. Thank you very
much. Who was the other one?
The other one is the Lincoln Memorial.
The Lincoln Memorial.
Yeah, kind of a statue, I guess.
I
can't believe that the John Harvard statue is the third most photographed statue. There's no, but where is the, how, who could collect that data? That's bogus.
It's got the foot. Like, there's
John
like this.
Harvard statue lovers does.
Yeah, that's right.
This good luck thing.
It's got a good
rub
luck
the
foot.
Foot.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
is.
So the foot is like gold and everything else is all tarnished and gross. And the things people do to that foot.
Just like the private part of Lafayette's horse in
Prospect
Park.
I'll leave it to your imagination.
Oof. Next question, please.
Where is the nearest diner in proximity to Middlesex County College?
The closest diner might be the.
I
moment.
Think that would be Maury's, right?
Why
Maury's
I have multiple or, choice? I got
or
multiple
Skull and
choice.
Bones.
Want to hear
what?
Multiple choice?
Yeah, go.
All right. A, Skylark Diner and Lounge.
That's what it is. It's the Skylark Millennium on Route 1.
Final answer?
Yeah.
You got it.
Ooh. Of course. Oh, wow.
You think I'm messing around here?
One and one and done.
How often are you there, like waiting for 5 p.m. for the lounge to open? So you're eating a nice big meal.
Yeah. I'm ready for my glass of amaretto.
Usually just pacing and waiting. It's like, look, I understand there's formalities attached to things like this, and the lounge opens at 5. You mean I can't go sit in the lounge until it's open properly?
I'm not sure you understand. I'm a Middlesex College graduate.
It's me and Jim Norton, you idiots.
And it's 4:35, yeah. So can we please?
So, okay, next question.
What Yale graduate inspired an assassination attempt?
I know the answer.
Beep. Jody Foster.
Oh, how dare you? Well,
too long.
Has there ever been a more perfect illustration of the hubris of a Harvard man?
You gotta give it to him.
Mm-hmm. How dare you? Who's keeping score?
I have two.
He's got two. I know John's got two.
Oh, yeah. My God.
I got the president's one. I think I have two.
Wait,
also.
No. I'll give Hayes that last one.
Yeah,
he got it out first.
I did.
I buzzed.
You were hemming.
Who knows how long the introduction was going to go?
Too much hemming you honk.
Well, I was going to tell you a story about the time I met Jody Foster.
Too much hemming and hawing. Next question, please.
Yale is sadly home to one of the oldest a cappella groups. What is their
Living
name?
Living Loose! I'm not going to let Harvard sneak that one. How dare you?
You know what ours is?
The
cool one.
Yeah.
The Crocodillos.
It's
named after that Russian drug that they like inject into their eyeballs.
Crocodillos. So it's the Crocodillos and the Whiff and Poofs.
Yeah.
Versus the Whiff and Poofs.
Yeah, there's no.
Let's hope it never comes to that, though, guys.
That's called Pitch Perfect 3.
Acapella Highlander.
Yeah.
Right? Next
there Pitch all, Perfect there, 3, all just bad guys.
Yeah, yeah, the Acapella Highlander is, there can be only 30. Yeah.
There can only be one completely annoying acapella group.
There can only be 1,000 acapella groups.
Who knows the official mailing address of either Harvard or Yale?
The official mailing address of either Harvard or Yale. Number one, Yale Station, New Haven, Connecticut.
Yale Station.
04620.
That's the closest we have. Yes.
Yeah, that was pretty good,
For
right?
For Harvard, I'm going to say it's... Harvard, I'm going to say it's...
Jody Foster Rowe.
No, it's not. I was going to say it's... It's Harvard University, care of statue.
Yeah, statue men.
Statue men. Right. Statue, care of statue man.
Mm-hmm.
Harvard, USA.
That is incorrect. Oh. I think I'm going to give the point to John because he got the closest, it's just Yale's New Haven, Connecticut, 06520.
06520.
Not an address.
No, it is. It's the official mailing address.
There's no street?
There's no street.
No.
You can send a letter?
You can send a letter to Yale University and just...
How do you think I got in?
Yeah.
Dear Yale, New Haven.
What's Harvard?
I would like to go to school.
Similar,
yeah.
It's like the North Pole. It's even, like writing to Santa.
Even the letter carriers in Alberta with two dogs
weird, right?
Hanging onto their thighs know how to bring those letters to school.
Yeah. Next question, please.
This New York Mets pitcher attended Yale.
Oh, I know this.
I know this one. Dwight Gooden.
Wrong. No, it's a Ron Darling.
He's got it.
Oh, oh wow, good job.
Wait a minute. I knew a sports thing once.
Middlesex County College has a child care center. It's for children of what ages? Is it A, 1 to 6 year olds, B, 2 to 5 year olds, C, 3 to 4 year olds, or D, no age restriction?
It's D.
Oh no.
Well, clearly you don't know what you're talking about.
It's B, 2 to 5 year olds.
2 to 5. Well, look.
Tom hung out with quite a few 7 year olds.
I'm going to tell you this. You can, they'll bend the rules a little bit. They'll let the kids, they let older kids in. I was there once, and some kid was just saying, did you see that Black Mirror with the one with the, where they were saying that the reality show with the, yeah, it was effed up, man. The kid was just going, what, it was so effed up. That episode of Black Mirror. I was an 8-year-old. He was. Go ahead, next question, please.
Another notable alumni of Middlesex County College was Ahmad Khan Rahami, suspect in the 2016 New York and New Jersey bombings. Did he graduate?
Did he graduate?
Did he graduate? I'm going to say yes, he did.
I'm going to say no.
I'm gonna say I didn't hear the question, but I wanted to verify Dwight Gooden did not go to Yale, but I did know the name of a Mets pitcher, and that I think I should get a half a point for that.
Point goes to Hayes.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Well, I will say this. He didn't graduate yet. Middlesex Community College
doesn't turn its back.
No.
On any student.
Guy's got a couple things to sort through. He wants to go back, wrap it up, right?
No suspect left behind.
Well, I don't know if that's a part of the thing. I'm going to say that's a split one half point, because he technically can go back and finish. Mike? I just love bullying and browbeating.
He's getting an honorary degree from there now. We're on the map.
Me and Jim Norton are going to be holding a banquet in his honor.
Yeah.
Next question.
William Faulkner's novel, The Sound and the Fury, depicts student life at what university?
Harvard University!
You got it. Yeah.
Next question.
This Breaking Bad actor graduated from Harvard.
Dean Norris.
Boom.
Wow, that's nice. That's nice.
You know that's what? Where the idea for the dome came from. Because it is like a bubble. You know, it is like a giant bubble.
Sure. I think it came from Stephen King writing a novel.
Hey, Hodgman.
What's that? What do you got for
open
me?
Open a pack.
What? Under the dome trading cards? Fantastic.
Hey, open a pack.
There's still so many of these left. I can't believe how many dome cards you have left.
What?
There's no way. I can't believe we're just letting Pat get away with this idea that the official addresses of both schools are just a city and a zip code.
What famous and memorable characters am I going to get?
Those are Beach Boys trading cards somebody sent me.
Exigent circumstances, let the games begin. Wow. Colin Ford.
Next question, please.
All right.
Ooh, I got Dean Norris.
I also got Let the Games Begin. It's almost like there might not be that many things to associate with Under the Dome.
With season one.
I also got Exigent Circumstances.
Did you get Speak of the Devil with Dean Norris? Blue on Blue?
No.
Huh. Well, I can't wait to play.
That's what you can trade. 4 cards are the same in every pack.
I can't wait.
You can trade the 5th card.
I can't wait to play Under the Dome, The Gathering with you later.
Going to comic book store on a Friday.
Yeah, that's right.
Kids are playing.
That's right. It's not fair. That guy bought all the premium backs off eBay.
Yeah. Now, do you play Pokemon Go,
John? I've never played Pokemon Go. No.
Okay.
Should I?
No, I don't think so.
That's all done now, right?
Pokemon Go.
Everyone who was playing that game walked off a cliff accidentally.
Yeah.
It's all over.
I'm working on something now with the Pokemon Go people.
Yeah.
It's,
Is it called SantaCon Go?
No, it's called SNL Go. And you go around, you try to find the cast members of SNL walking around.
Uh-huh.
Find, like, you're walking 6 miles to find, Chris Kattan in the middle of, Prospect Park.
So it's cast members from every season.
Yeah, it's everyone who's ever been a cast member.
Right.
George Coe.
Rich Hall.
Rich Hall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's that? But you can use lures.
Like, and when you go to take, you take the picture of them, they say
they're luring.
Right.
Finesse Mitchell will show up.
What is the
have an egg that you carry it around enough? Denitra Vance appears.
The late Denitra Vance.
Sorry, I didn't. I honestly did not.
Nice going, Harvard. Well done. Good respect for the dead. Next question!
What is the Middlesex County College current website? Is it A, middlesexcc.edu?
No.
B, middlesexcollege.edu?
No, definitely not.
C,
it's MCC.
C, midsex.biz?
Of course it's not that.
Or D, apmike.bandcamp.com?
Go ahead, go. Do them again, please.
A, middlesexcc.edu. B, middlesexcollege.edu. C.
A.
You got it.
It's just a GoDaddy page now.
Yeah.
When you go to
Middlesex community. So, yeah, it's a
this website
angel
is
fire.
Available.
Angel fire.
There's a counter at the bottom.
Yeah. Here we go, Middlesex Community College. 2 years of school. Can't tell who is a teacher or a janitor. Not exactly sure. Cafeteria is out of pizza at 2 o'clock. Guy doesn't want to make any more pizza because he won't sell it. But don't worry because there's vending machines and you can get a sandwich that you can heat in the microwave that's also broken. Here comes young Tom Sharpling walking on campus. Here's WMCC radio playing, which is not even a carrier current station. Literally speakers playing through the student
closed
center.
Circuit.
Goes up to ask to be a DJ. The guy in the booth is playing Brain Salad Surgery and tells him there's no openings. And there go his radio dreams. Middlesex Community College. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the Middlesex Community fight song. I'm John Hodgman here at MCC. Closed Circuit Radio. Yeah. Bringing you my 25th year on the air here at MCC.
And here is, from Brain Salad Surgery, Carnival 9, Impression 2, Part 1. For people, I sure didn't talk to a lot of people at that school. Kinda grinned and bared it till I went back and saw friends off campus. I gotta get to the music store. I think I'm gonna actually miss class because I have to open the store. Go ahead. Next question.
This New Jersey town is the home of Middlesex County College.
Wait a minute. What kind of crazy?
This New Jersey town.
It's the dean.
Yeah.
This New Jersey town.
Yeah. What is it, Edison?
Yes.
Yeah, it's Edison, of course.
Were you performing as Thomas Edison?
No.
Present day Thomas Edison.
Yeah. Light bulb.
That was his cabin.
Light bulb.
Music. Zapped elephant. Right? Jumbo.
That's right.
Yeah.
Look.
Electrocuted
Jumbo. We also have that drunk history.
You have drunk history?
No, I'm saying we all know about Thomas Edison because we all saw that episode of Drunk History.
I can't wait till they do Drunk History Junior with children. It's happening.
Drunk History?
Drunk History Junior.
Drunk History Junior.
With children.
It'll be on what? On Sprout?
Cartoon Network.
Next question.
This comedian graduated from Harvard in 1985 with a degree in American history. He was also the president.
Boo.
Say, what was it again?
This comedian graduated from Harvard in 1985 with a degree in American history. He was also the president of the Harvard Lampoon twice.
Twice.
And who was it?
Conan O'Brien. The Hilarian.
Brookline, Massachusetts. Yeah.
I got off the plane in Los Angeles. There he is, waiting. He waits for all the Lampoon guys. Mm-hmm. He holds a sign that says, "The Big Star."
Yeah. When you get out of the tunnel.
Yeah.
He's waiting.
He's there.
From the, at the other end of the pipeline.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, he has to do it. He does not like it.
Because you can get... he's waiting at the L.A. exit
yes.
of the pipeline.
Yes.
Not New York anymore.
Yes. Oh, sorry. Yeah, we don't take a plane.
Yeah. You just get rocketed through the
comedy
pipeline.
Yeah, it's a pneumatic tube like you have at the bank.
It's a luxury capsule.
Yeah.
And they say to you, hey, okay, well, we just want to show you. Here's a list of the shows that you can work on. If you can just pick the three that you would work on. And then just please pick three so we can just give you a job on one of them. Please.
Yeah.
Right? Sorry. Not like Yale.
Yeah.
Yale's a hard scrabble, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Right? You know.
Yeah.
Those dirty streets of where? New Haven.
We fight our way up from the top.
Yeah. That Barnes & Noble campus bookstore.
Yeah.
It's not open till 11 like other Barnes & Nobles.
Forget about it.
No, you better get there by 7.
Yeah, yeah. Get there early.
You're
not going to get your copy of Ficciones by Borges. Yeah.
And you're not going to be able to trade those books in.
Right.
Right? Is that still going on at schools? Books are $200 each. That weird thing where these books are super expensive.
I think...
Like otherworldly.
That would be insane if that is still
happening.
This I think electronic publishing has destabilized that industry.
The idea,
that scam.
Yeah. The idea that this is the book you need for this class. It's $130. Okay. And you're just like...
And you can resell it at the end of the term for $15.
Right.
Plus, you need to pay $7,500 in illegal Xerox copies of articles. College is fun.
Next question. It was fun. Best days of my life, right? Those were the best days of my life. Back at Middlesex Community College.
Me and
some guys from school.
Got my first $200 textbook.
Yeah. And we don't talk so much. If you don't mind, I'm going to the arcade. I'm going to play this barely functional Defender machine. And then ask the guy if he'll make more pizza.
When are you going to fix Dragon's Lair?
Next, final questions here. Let's wrap it up.
My Dragon's Lair reference did not.
No, it's
cool. I get you.
That's not
look,
a
I'm an old man. I understand.
Look, that's
I
a mall it. Arcade game, Dragon's Lair.
It's not a college arcade
yeah,
game.
Come on. Video clips playing. That's the one with the video, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a mall. That's for suckers. It's like the oversized Superman pinball.
I'm not saying it wasn't for suckers. That was in my arcade growing up, but whatever. You had a different experience than me. I get it.
But it wasn't in the student center.
No.
What games were in the student center at Yale? Ascot Hunt? What video games were you playing there? Right?
Whiff and Poof Slayer. William F. Buckley's Duck Hunt.
Where it's him drunkenly slumped over with the gun talking.
That's right.
And you're just waiting for him to stop talking.
That's right.
Is he going to hunt ducks at any point?
He has these young gentlemen from the Yale Federalist Society dress up like ducks.
Harold Bloom's close text reading.
Pat.
What's the MCC mascot? The Green Hornets, the Blue Colts, the Hillbillies, the Slaw Dogs.
The Fighting Toms.
It's the Blue Colts.
The Blue Colts.
Come on. And look, am I a Blue Colt?
Yeah, sure.
Will I be one till the day I die? Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Am I proud? You bet your ass I am. Look, nobody even knows. Because the thing is like, yeah.
I feel like there's some call and response aspect to this that I'm not getting. Nobody even knows. What's the Yale mascot?
Bulldog. A bulldog.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We've already heard about bulldogs tonight.
Handsome Dan.
Okay. Handsome Dan. What's that?
That's the name of the bulldog.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay. Handsome Dan.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and Harvard. What's the mascot there? What is that?
The Cantab.
The Crimson.
It's what?
The Crimson.
Will Hunting?
Let's go, yeah, Cantab. Yeah,
it's the apples.
It's the apples?
Yeah. The Harvard apples.
Yeah. It's Chucky?
Uh-huh.
That should be the
all
mascot.
Of those.
Is it Chucky?
Chucky were the mascot of yeah. Harvard.
Well, no, not Chucky, the Child's Play one. Ben Affleck yeah. was his friend Chucky.
It's got singular. It. Okay. It's singular. Like,
I like the
like
child.
Heat.
I would
it's
like
the Harvard to... Chucky.
And is any Chucky of your choice?
Yeah.
Is does if you like Chucky from Child's Play?
Yeah.
That's the mascot.
Yeah.
And if you want Chucky from Good Will Hunting,
sure.
Then you could go with that.
Right.
Or Chucky from the Ricky Lee Jones song "Chucky's in Love."
Right.
Could be that Chucky.
Yep.
That's could be Chuck E. Cheese.
Well, that's the moral relativism of the college campus today. It could mean anything.
It's a very liberal institution.
Yes. Go ahead.
Final question for me.
Nice Batman shirt, by the way.
Thank you.
It's okay.
It is.
Shirt.
Classic. I would say normal Batman shirt.
Normal.
I'd say nice. It's like the but normal shirt.
I think and it's and
not
it's
like the big bulky. Yeah. It's the classic.
Yeah. It doesn't have
it's not a it's not an Affleck Batman
right.
shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not wearing one of those 360 Wolverine shirts that are just like every inch is covered with snicked.
Like he clawed
everywhere.
Yeah. Claw marks all over.
Yeah, exactly.
Every inch.
Are you okay? Like, it looks like you got slashed by Wolverine. It's weird that you're slashed by him and wearing a shirt with him on it.
Come on down to the Yale Student Center. We got 360 Wolverine shirts, every inch covered and snicked. Come on. This is John Hodgman on Yale closed circuit radio. Sorry, go on.
Okay, the final question for me is, the Secret Society Skull and Bones exists at Yale.
Yes.
My real question is,
what?
Was Joshua Jackson in the Skulls too?
No.
Wow. That's
the point.
Thank you.
Very good. Very good. Guys, thank you for your questions. And I think we all realize the true winner is higher education.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So whether you've are a disciple of Handsome Dan, whether you worship Handsome Dan the Bulldog in some sick
in
basement
a weird
ritual.
Quasi-satanic ritual in
yeah,
the basement
exactly.
of Skull and Bones. Yes.
Handsome
yeah.
Dan, the dog that will not die. He's
right.
480 years
the
old.
The animated the bones Mayflower. Of Handsome Dan. Yeah.
Came over on the Mayflower, still here, and the blood of the innocent keep him alive.
Once every year, you have to bury him in the pet cemetery and dig him back up again.
Or if you go to Harvard and you're a disciple of...
It's like a dark red energy field.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the shape of Conan O'Brien.
That you step through, and then you can have whatever you want, but you can't enjoy it.
Or if you're a blue cult.
If you're a
cult.
Blue cult.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're a blue cult, you're walking that...
You're just a... You're a random animal associated with a random color.
Yeah. You're walking that.
They gave the school two dice, one with colors on it,
one with animals
on it.
Sure. You can go to
Red Minabird.
You can go to you can go to Yale and study drama, or you can go to Middlesex County College, and on Friday they're showing Suicide Squad in the student center. You can watch while you're waiting for your bus to take you home. I think the winner again, higher education.
Yeah.
Or what if you're getting your associate's degree in Pittsburgh in early childhood education?
Mm-hmm.
That's a fantastic thing.
Yeah. Yeah. John Hodgman is here.
Oh, Tom.
It's so great to have you here. Isn't
this
fun?
It's so great to be here.
Remember how fun the best show was?
I've never forgotten.
Sure, it's not.
I don't have to remember.
It's not Judge John Hodgman where it's you and Jesse Thorpe just yucking it up about making fun of some guy who thinks a hot dog is a sandwich.
We don't make fun of anybody except for that guy.
Except for the hot dog sandwich guy.
Hot dog sandwich guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he gets it pretty hard.
And Hayes, I love when you're here. It's so much fun having my friend Hayes here.
I'm so Thanks, glad Tom. to have met yeah. Hayes. I've never met him before.
You've never met
him. And I enjoy him very much. Yes. Very funny.
A thrill to meet you.
Nice Tom. Person.
Best show.
Yeah, hey, this is Eric in Austin. How's it going, Tom?
Good. What's going on, Eric?
So actually, I wanted to just thank you for recognizing Dog Sember earlier this month. It actually inspired me to adopt a puppy of my own.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. What kind of dog did you get?
It's a Pomsky.
A Pomsky? This sounds like a... I feel like I'm stepping like into a D's nuts kind of situation here. No. I'm going to ask about what's a Pomsky? You're going to go, hey, but they're good. Like,
about a pound.
Yeah.
It's a Pomeranian mixed with a Husky.
A Pomeranian?
You end up somehow getting punched in the bicep for asking what a Pomsky is.
What's a Pomsky?
Through the phone.
Yeah.
A Husky is a big. How big is a Pomeranian? I don't know. How big is a regular Pomeranian?
Are about they're the same very size? Tiny.
They're very tiny, right?
Yeah.
And a Husky is a pretty husky dog, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. That's the name.
So this is a weird mutant dog that you've got?
Yeah, it's like hands
Exactly.
In hand.
I found a mutant dog.
What is the name of your Pomsky?
We named it Magnus.
Oh.
Magnus.
Yeah.
I met a baby human named Magnus this very evening.
Mm.
And
wow.
If your dog is anything like that baby human, it's a very intelligent dog who likes to stick his hands into my drink.
Now, you didn't want to let me name the dog?
It seems a little rude.
Right? I would say there's something slightly rude about it.
Yeah.
Well, what would you name the Pomsky if... You know, it's still a puppy. I mean, it doesn't recognize its name yet.
I don't know are you in the business of just handing out names that might not even be used?
I would name that dog. What color is the fur on this dog?
It's pretty much like classic husky colors, mostly white and then gray on top.
Mostly white and gray on top.
Yeah.
Fuzz face. No. Disco Inferno. Right?
Disco Inferno?
That's what I wanted to name Dogmo, Disco Inferno. And it was just like, it's a little unwieldy. But I think it's a good dog name. I think Disco is a good dog name.
Yeah.
Right? Disco for short. That rolled off the tongue. I like the two-syllable name for a dog.
Yeah. Or Imperious. So that way you're at the dog park.
Imperious!
Schnell! Schnell!
I think that's going to scare away everyone at the dog park.
Yeah, well.
I like that you're telling him to go faster, I think is what that means.
No. Yes. Go faster. Go. Yes. All right. Well, good luck with the dog. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Let's get my friend Jared, and Mike Adams is here. The guy, Mike Adams, at his Honest Way. They're going to play a song. Mike's going to play a song. They've got a single out now, a Christmas single. If you wouldn't mind, let these fellas do their thing. Yeah, yeah. Ooh, look at this.
Oh, okay.
Let's play the song, and then we'll come in and wrap
Fantastic.
Up.
Can we keep
our dome card separated so we know who's
here? Yeah. Well, our game is still going on. Yeah.
I don't
we
want
to keep our
you
under
to...
the dome card separate.
Yeah. Do you remember when he was under the dome? That was something else. Right?
When who was under? Dean Norris?
Yeah.
I remember when they were all under the dome.
Yeah.
They couldn't get out from under that dome.
Yeah, and then I remember watching that thing, and then suddenly the dome didn't go away, and it was just like, yeah, we're going to do another. I was like,
it's like more dumb.
Yeah, you can't do that. It was promised. It's like, it's a CBS summer event. You can't call an event if it's just a TV show and it comes back for another season. That's not an event. That's a TV show.
Double down and double dome. My favorite Under the Dome thing, I may have mentioned this before, was sitting down before the TV show came out. There was a full page ad in the newspaper for the book.
Mm-hmm.
I was sitting down in the airplane, and I saw a guy reading the newspaper, and there's a big ad, and it said Stephen King's Under the Dome, his longest since That's The Stand.
Right. Yeah, his longest. Yes.
That was the advertising.
His war on trees continues.
I love you, Stephen King. Hey, everybody, music.
This is exciting. Jared does a record label called Flannel Graph, and they were the label that put out Rock Rotten Rule on vinyl. That it's an LP, finally. Rock Rotten Rule.
The number one trending topic on Twitter right now is Ron Baker. I promise you. Baker.
The number one trending... Why? What happened?
I don't know.
Wait. From the New York Knicks.
Yes.
Ron Baker. Someone, my friend Jake, just wrote to me saying, Porzingis is bleeping unreal, so I clearly missed something that happened. So, welcome.
Thanks, Tom.
How are you, Mike?
Doing great, man. Thanks a lot for having us.
So you are here from where now?
Bloomington, Indiana.
Bloomington, Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
Home of... You can say it.
Lots of folks.
You can say it. Say it.
John Cougar Mellencamp.
There you go.
Yeah.
John Cougar Mellencamp.
Kenny Aronoff.
Yes.
All the greats.
Four or three? Okay. So everybody up here. All four up. Okay. How are you, Jared?
I'm great. It's a real honor and pleasure to be here.
Well, it's exciting
thanks
to have
you. Thanks for having us.
Well, thanks for coming. Now, there's a single that came out, or it's coming out, or I know it's out now.
It's out, yeah.
It's out. It's a single that Mike put out. Now, Mike, you perform under the name Mike Adams at his
yes.
Honest.
Perfect so far.
Wait.
You got it. All of it.
Now, what led to that? Where did that come from?
I had been playing in some bands with other people, real democratic-type situations, and then that fell apart, as it is wont to do. And started making records on my own and told Jared I didn't want to sound like a coffee shop guy with just my name. So we just amended it. And a band name felt disingenuous.
Sure, you know? Like you didn't want to be the blah, blah, blah when it's just you.
Exactly.
Sure.
Yeah.
I think it's a great name. And more importantly, I think your music is great. That's what's more important than the band, because there's bands with terrible names that are great. Case in point, The Beatles. One of the dumbest names you could have. It's a play on words. Beat. That's corny, right? But I don't know if you guys have heard. Pretty good records. So I'm going to say to you, your music's great. You've got a new single out. What is the deal with this single?
I should let Jared talk about the single because he's the mastermind.
Okay. It's a single. Is it a Christmas single?
It is a Christmas single. So Mike's a big Roger Miller fan, the old country singer.
Sure.
Last year I saw on the internet professional wrestling legend Mick Foley say, "My favorite Christmas song is Old Toy Trains by Roger Miller." And I was like, what if we did a 7-inch record that was Mike covering Old Toy Trains, this 1967 Roger Miller Christmas song, and the B-side is Mick Foley, Mankind, Cactus Jack, Dude Love, talking about how much he likes this song. And Mick was like, yeah, sure, sounds cool, man. And so we went and recorded him talking about it, and that's what's on the B-side. The A-side is Mike covering this song.
What's genius is it hits every major demographic.
Mm-hmm. You got the wrestling crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've got the indie rock crowd.
Uh-huh.
You've got the fans of Christmas music.
Uh-huh.
And what other demos are covered
in
there?
The esoteric country music.
Sure.
Fan. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You've got something for the oldies.
Yeah.
Right?
Fans who just like weird colored vinyl that don't even like to listen to the records.
Yeah.
They just collect weird colored vinyl.
Everybody can get in on this.
That's right.
And where can people get Flannel Graph Records?
At flannelgraphrecords.com. So they can just listen to things and then buy it if they want, and I'll mail them to them. It's just that easy.
I love it.
Yeah.
Now, Mike, I see you have your guitar with you.
Yeah.
Is there any chance any chance I can persuade you. You have it. Dudio aimed a microphone at it.
Mm-hmm.
You also have a mic in front of your face that you can sing into.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm sure you're going to say no if I asked you to play a song or the song from the single. Would you consider that?
I would consider it. Would it be okay if I open my gig bag on the floor in case you guys feel compelled to throw change in? Yeah.
Sure. You can open your gig bag.
Okay, thanks. Yeah. In that case, I'll do it. Yeah.
All right. Now I'm going to turn my mic down and say, now on the show, Mike Adams at his honest weight with his song, the Roger Miller song called Toy What?
Yeah.
Trains?
Mostly, yeah.
What is it? Old Toy Trains.
Artwork by Jeff T. Owens.
Jeff T. Owens, who does the Best Show logo. Mm-hmm. And you can check Jeff's stuff out, as always, over at, My Metal Hand? My Metal Hand. Jeff's a super talented dude. But it's time for us to focus on another super talented dude, Mike Adams. Floor is all yours.
Here it comes. Toy trains, little toy tracks, little boy toys coming from a sack, carried by a man dressed in white and red. Little boy, don't you think it's time you were in bed? Close your eyes, listen to the sky. Calm, all is well. Soon you'll hear Kris Kringle and the jingle bells. Bringing old toy trains, little toy tracks, little boy toys coming from a sack, carried by a man dressed in white and red. Little boy, don't you think it's time you were in bed? Close your eyes, listen to the skies. All is calm, all is well. You'll hear Kris Kringle and the jingle bells. Bringing old toy trains, little toy tracks, little boy toys coming from a sack, carried by a man dressed in white and red. Little boy, don't you think it's time you were in bed? Little boy, don't you think it's time you were in bed? Thanks, fellas.
That was so great.
Thanks.
Mike, you're super talented.
Thanks, Tom.
So what are you guys doing in New York? You came through?
We're just running around, yeah.
Yeah, last night we went to WFMU on Dave Hill's show.
Mm-hmm. Oh, awesome.
Directly before that, we finally met Don Muro, who been very supportive of playing his records that we've been reissuing here on the show. So it was a real pleasure to finally meet him. Great guy.
Yeah, you've put a bunch of his things out. He's a really interesting guy, a real diverse catalog.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, so you've been reissuing that stuff. You put Rock, Rotten, Rule out on vinyl, which has been so exciting that that's an album now.
Yeah, that was a real, real pleasure to work on that with you.
And now you got Mike. Mike is like the anchor of the label. In a lot of ways.
Well, he was just saying the other day, I'm like his Eugene Landy.
You're his Eugene Landy?
Yeah.
Okay, well, look. I think he gets a bum rap. Eugene Landy.
Can I tell you what my wife got me for Christmas slash my birthday last week as an early gift?
You know Christmas didn't come yet.
But this was like a thing we had to act quick on.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We got a hot tip that Eugene Landy's wife sold all his crap to this record store in California.
Okay.
And so I am now the proud owner of the double platinum award for the 1987 5-inch blue plexi disc Living Doll single that came with every California Barbie doll in 1987. And because the record came with the doll, it went platinum because they sold 2 million dolls.
Yeah.
And there's an award with a plaque to Dr. Eugene Landy, and it's currently now in my hallway.
In your home. You own.
Yeah, that piece of weird piece of history.
Wow.
Yeah.
I got to say, that's one of those things that either would sell for $3 or a ton of money.
Exactly.
There's like no middle ground on a Eugene Landy double platinum plaque.
For the song Living Doll. Have you heard the song Living Doll?
Is that a Cliff Richard song?
It's Brian Wilson, Eugene Landy's wife,
they all wrote it. Yeah. Love to be in one of those Eugene Landy writing sessions.
Yeah.
Must have been great for Brian Wilson to just be like, wait, this guy with the prescription pad is telling me what lyrics I'm going to sing now.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, guys, I'm so glad you got to come by. It was a full show, so I appreciate you sticking around and making time to get on. And people really should get the single. It's a Christmas single. It's out on Flannelgraph Records, which you go to flannelgraphrecords.com.
Yeah, we also have a brand new winter sampler that's free, so you can sample all the other stuff, download it if you'd like.
And you've put a bunch of good Christmas things out over the years.
Yeah, Tom, could you pass this off to your friend Vance?
What is that now? Oh, my goodness. A Keith Emerson Christmas album. I will give this
to Vance. I don't know how to get it to him directly.
I will get it to him.
Thank you.
All right. This is great. The late, great Keith Emerson. Oh, my goodness. Oh! And now Alan Thicke died. It's weird. Alan Thicke died. I don't know, man. Well, guys, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Tom.
It's my pleasure. And thanks for all the support. And I'm being told that John Hodgman and Hayes have left. How's it going out there, Dudia?
So far, so good.
Good?
Yeah.
So far, so good. We had 4 minutes left in the show. I hope it's... You want to keep going?
Yeah.
You're like Ernie Banks. Let's do it again.
Yeah,
let's do two.
Hours.
Let's play two. Bunk, 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 bunk. Do it! Do it. Hayes and John, would you come back in? Would you mind? Couple things I wanted to also say. Last week, for the Dog-cember, there were a couple winners I had to declare. And if your name is Red, please contact me, and we will arrange to donate to the animal shelter of your choice for best song that you sing to your dog. Steed with Your Cute.
Oh, yeah.
Steed, contact me, please.
That was pretty hot. I remember that one.
For barking. Colette, your dog Winston is the winner. Please email me.
Controversial choice, but
and
fair.
For best dog name, Aaron with Go Blazers.
Yes.
Which is maybe the greatest dog name. The idea.
A complete sentence.
Of naming your dog. If I had a dog and I was from Portland... Mm-hmm. I think I said on the show I would name the dog Pawsheed Wallace.
Yeah.
Right? Or what I would name like Joe Prosbilla. What would be a good Joe Prosbilla?
Joe Prosbilla.
Joe Prosbilla.
Ruben mm-hmm. Potterson.
Ruben Potterson. It was all
sports.
Pause. Yeah, it's all
sports. Got it.
Do you know Joel Prosbilla? Do you know what his nickname was, John Hodgman?
Joe Prosbilla?
Yes.
Joe.
Do you know what it was, Hayes?
Ghostface Prosbilla?
No. It was the Vanilla Gorilla. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what? I think Chris Rosenberg told me that once.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who's that?
He was an older kid I knew. Who
older kid you knew?
Followed, it's not mine. Followed it's Chris Rosenberg.
Best show.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, it's going well. To whom am I speaking?
Oh, this is Aaron from Cleveland.
How are you tonight? Right. I couldn't hear you. It was muffled there for a second.
Good. Sorry. I had to turn my radio down for a second.
So.
It's good to hear from all of you on air. This has been a great show.
Thank you. It's been fun for me to do.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Affirmative.
It's really been bringing back a lot of like memories of when I was a teenager, because it reminds me specifically of like when I was in
the
like,
last time I was on the
grade.
Show. Uh-huh.
Yeah. when I was in 10th grade, I was in like an AP English class.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to like lead discussion groups on books that we read, and I totally forgot one, and I actually did it on whatever I had in my bag that day. And I had to lead a group discussion on the areas of my expertise by John Hodgman.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome.
And
thank you.
It was...
And how old are you now, 35?
Yeah. I'm 28.
Oh, that's sobering for me, but I appreciate it very
I'm
much.
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. Time moves in one direction, and I am hurtling towards death. But it's very touching to me that you had that book in your bag, and and I'm amused that you got caught out having to lead a discussion about it.
Especially because I think like that group was like kind of like it would always devolve into like these weird like vague like metapolitical half formed thoughts from like high school kids, like half of whom were like staunch evangelicals, and the other half had just read like Machiavelli's The Prince. So it just tread into really murky territory all the time, and I think
Where did you grow up?
In like Northeast Ohio.
Uh huh. And those were the two gangs in town.
Yeah.
The
two sides of the train tracks.
The evangelicals and then the
Machiavellians.
The Machiavellians. To the Machiavellians, wear baseball uniforms like the Baseball Furies and the Warriors. they probably wore those like print, like those fancy Renaissance prints.
Yeah, ruffle collars.
Yeah,
ruffle collars.
Yeah, yeah. The roughies.
The Warriors would have gone differently if one of them had just gotten in a car.
Yeah, right.
It would have. If the Warriors had said,
if James Remar had just hailed a cab, it's like, nah, I'm out of here.
If they're just like, we got to get back home. Yeah. And if one of them just said, let's take a cab or steal a car or do anything car-related and just drive home rather than walk and take the subway.
The Baseball Furies walk up, like, menacingly with their baseball bats, and they're just like... just scrambling to get out of the way.
I don't know how we're going to be able to chase them. I don't know how we're going to be able to chase them on our roller skates. I mean, I thought... I'm sorry. Wait, I don't know why we went down another Warriors hole when you're a real live human being telling us a story from Northeast Ohio. Sorry. And that was...
No, no, it's okay.
Don't worry.
But yeah, I don't know. A lot of my like teenage years were dominated by that kind of like philosophical fumbling, and then like wanting to host a progressive rock station on the community college closed circuit like radio station that I was in.
But you weren't able to do it because I got all those slots sewn up. It's John Hodgman
all the time. All the slots were taken. Yeah. But they made you like draft a 2-hour playlist like as like a sample, and mine was just chock full of just the most bombastic prog rock. And like, it's like no wonder.
What's a song that would have been on the playlist?
Firth of Fist by Genesis.
All right.
I think I opened the set with Firth of Fist.
What would you have called your show?
Watcher of the Sky?
I don't know. My show in
Go
in
Blazers
college, like, yeah, Go Blazers. My show in college when I hosted a radio show was actually called Kill Ugly Radio, and I hosted that for like 5 years.
Oh wow!
And yeah, that was bad.
That's a reference
actually,
to the master.
I might be getting back into. Yeah, exactly. You know, Jed's part was taken.
Yes, Zappa.
But yeah. I don't know, Tom. I really I appreciated you making the decision to finally get more political.
Thank you.
The
word brave gets thrown around a lot these days, and it's it gets cheapened when people use it too much. But it really, I felt enough was enough, and I just felt my voice. If I don't enter my voice into the discussion with this, then I guess I'm as guilty as anybody for just letting this happen. And, I mean, I guess one thing we can all just really be very vigilant about is just remembering that with this whole hacking thing and what the consequences are, is we should just always remember that in America... I can't even think of one of them. I'm sorry. I had
to. That's good. It makes me uncomfortable. I feel like it's not the place of the show. It's supposed to be a comedy show. We're supposed to be having fun. You know, I don't need to.
Yeah.
Sure.
Why alienate a portion of your audience?
You know,
well, you know what? I gotta just say.
We can get that other places.
In Russia, Blazers go you.
Yeah. I appreciate you guys covering for me. I can't be scared, though. I just can't. Yeah. So, I mean, I just have to
here
say, that, you know.
Here comes the flamethrower.
I mean,
it's your territory. You're Mirth Music and Mayhem. Well, Chavo Trap House doesn't have a squirrel puppet. So,
sure. No, but I will say, in America, you can always find a party. But in Russia, party finds you.
Yeah.
So let's
food for thought.
Yeah.
Food for thought. I like the old show. Sorry. I like the show that I listened to for as a devoted fan for years, and I don't appreciate the direction that it's headed.
When I was leading a discussion group in my own book in 10th grade, that was the show I liked.
And now it's like, people aren't going to donate to this if they don't agree with the stuff that you're talking about.
I know, right? Yeah.
Now is not the time to do... And you would lose advertisers if you had advertisers.
True.
There's no situation...
Why you have to be controversial, Tom?
Yes.
I can't... thanks for the... We'll talk to you later. Have a great night.
Right, thank you for those nice words.
Yeah, that was very sweet.
Thank you.
Okay.
When are we going to talk to him later?
We will talk to her later at a later date.
Yeah.
I would say, if you want to know how I run, here's something to keep in mind. There's a frog. And then there's a Scorpio. And then the Scorpio's like, can you take me across this lake? And then the frog's like, I can't take you across. You're a Scorpio. You're going to sting me.
Sure.
Right?
Right.
And then the Scorpio's like, I won't sting you. And then the frog's like, all right, fine. Get on my back. I'll take you across. And the frog's swimming across and taking the Scorpio across the lake. And then the Scorpio stings the frog. And the frog's like, now we're both going to die, you moron. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the Scorpio's like, says, whatevs.
Classic Aesop.
That's how it goes. Not afraid to tell the truth. Best show. Final call.
Hi, this is... Oh, sorry.
Oh, no. The floor is all yours. Who is this?
Hi, this is Mary in Lansdale, PA.
Mary in Lansdale, PA. What's up, Mary?
Well, three things, real quick.
Three?
One, I got...
You know what? Take four. Take four.
Four?
No.
Oh, geez. Pressure.
Best two of the three. Give me the best two of the three, Mary.
Best two of the three is number one. Oh God, my brain just went blank. No, oh, yes, I loved the only child unproduced pilot that John Hodgman wrote.
Oh, thank you very much.
Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was just saying thank you.
She wants more than.
Oh.
Like maybe a little more, you know.
Oh, Mary, thank you so much. I don't even know what to say. I have three things real quick.
Well, anybody listening who hasn't gone and downloaded it, they really should. It's fantastic. And it's a real bummer that they didn't pick it up.
That is the unproduced pilot that I wrote. We did a staged reading of it at San Francisco Sketch Fest last January. It's released on the Dead Pilot Society podcast, part of the Maximum Fun Network.
And for people who don't know, this pilot, it was John Hodgman played a shock jock who would just say the most shocking things you've ever heard.
Yep.
And then he's talking dirty to a caller,
yep.
to a lady caller.
Yep.
He's like, what? Like, he's like, tell me about your bra. And then she's like, I'm your daughter. And he's like, what? And then it's like a shock jock realizes he's got a kid.
Mm-hmm. For the first time. That's right.
So the shock jock gets shocked. It's funny that of all the people that get shocked, the shock jock gets, and he says that too. He says like back in the
shock author, jock shock.
He's like, I'm usually the one doing the shocking. I sure got shocked today.
Yep.
Yeah, it has layers.
We're going to call it shock, jock, jock, shock, jock. Well, no one could pronounce it. So we called it Only Child instead.
It was actually
how much shock could a shock, jock, jock?
It was called Falling to Pieces. And we all know the title song was Falling to Pieces by Faith No More. I think I'm falling to pieces.
Almost all of us know that. Almost all of us.
Well, I got to take the rest of these calls and move on. I know you had one more thing. Give me the one more thing real quick.
Just two.
Go ahead.
Oh, just thank you to John Hodgman for doing the whole show about Maine, because then I went on vacation there and it was awesome.
Thank you so much. Where did you go real quick?
Oh, October a year ago.
But no, where? Do you understand the difference between where and when?
Oh. Sometimes.
See, this is the kind of thing.
This is pure Judge John Hodgman.
This is pure
stuff.
Judge John Hodgman. Just everybody.
Uncut judge. Just
shock, jock, shock.
Yeah. This is what happened. Portland. I'll say this. We started talking about the shock jock pilot, and he slid right back into
that
it.
Character.
You know the difference between where and when?
Yeah.
Hey!
Where did you go? Real quick.
We went to Portland, Bar Harbor, and Acadia, and Eastport. Oh,
all the nice places. Very good. Now tell me about your bra. Shock, jock, shock.
He's back in it.
That's old Steve Cockroach.
Yeah, Steve Cockroach. He played Steve Cockroach.
I apologize. That was not respectful, and I apologize.
Cockroach in the morning.
Playing along with a joke.
Right.
I'm glad you had a good time in the state of Maine, a state I like a lot.
Well, thank you very much for doing a whole show on it. It was wonderful.
Oh, thank you so much. Were you at the Bethlehem, Pennsylvania show?
I couldn't go. I wanted to
where
really
did you see it?
And I couldn't go.
Oh, never mind. You and I will talk. We'll talk again.
Yeah.
Tom needs to move on, but I'm very grateful
close.
To you. Thank you so much.
The trigger. There it goes.
Best show.
Hi.
My
name is Rachel. I'm calling you from Florida. Oh, my goodness, I hear you on my computer, and I wasn't expecting you to pick up so soon.
Well, here we are. What's up, Rachel?
Oh, my goodness, I think my total heart's going to explode. You talked to my friend Kelly a couple of weeks ago. She called you and told you about how she did a whole bunch of costuming in about 6 hours. And, well, I'm here to tell you that I appreciate you. I see you make Twitter posts, and I get so excited, like, about how you're going to fix everything in 2017. I can't wait.
Don't worry. I will fix everything.
What an easy cult.
I said.
One tweet.
I said, 2016 was rough, but don't worry. I'll fix it all in 2017. Literally all of it.
You're going to get so tired of winning.
Yeah. Get ready.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do this, guys. Every day. Every day we're going to win. Best show style.
And you're giving yourself to Valentine's Day. Now you're not even going to use the whole year. Mm-hmm.
What I'm going to do on Valentine's Day, I have an inflatable raft. I'm going to float out into the Atlantic Ocean. I have a phone with me. Somebody will text me and say, they'll write thumbs up or a thumbs up icon or emoji,
right?
Their call, or thumbs down, just giving me like a progress report.
Right.
And if it's thumbs down, I take out my knife and I just stab the raft, and that's it for me.
Oh, my goodness.
You're putting yourself on the line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, every
so
day.
So does that mean you're the scorpion and the raft is the frog?
This is what I'm going to do. Every day, I'm going to do that. Every
go
day.
Go out there. Yeah.
I go out. This is what I do. I get up.
You fix something.
Fix it all.
Right.
Then I bring my bag lunch, bag dinner, because it's dinner by that point.
Right.
So it's supper time.
Right.
So I'm out on the raft with my bag dinner. And then I just wait for the confirmation that it was another successful day. And then my chopper picks me up. Like a rope ladder drops down.
So you're not even going to reuse the raft. It's a new raft every day.
No,
it's
I'm bringing the
raft. It's just a garbage island of rafts every time you go around.
And then that's one of the things I'll fix, is that some moron seems to be just abandoning all these rafts. And the just like, the sharks are dying because these rafts, they're choking
the
on the
sunlight
raft.
Can't get down into the ocean anymore.
I'll clear up the rafts, and then they'll be like, the sharks are killing everybody. Someone needs to stop all the sharks.
Some dum-dum has left 24 arrow beds in the Atlantic Ocean.
Well, thank you for the call. You have a grand evening.
Sing to us more in 2017, and you too.
Bye. Final calls, final calls. Best show.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Tom.
Who's this?
This is Kevin.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's Kevin. What's up, Kevin?
Well, I'm just chilling out.
Okay. What are you, smoking a little, right? A little bit of the good stuff. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah. It's like coming through. But I'm getting a contact high just through my headphones.
Yeah.
God's green earth.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit of God's green earth.
A little wacky tobacky.
Right? Jazz cigarettes.
Is this a Faith No More reference? Because I don't understand what you guys are talking about.
Cigarettes.
All right. Well, what can I do for you, buddy? What can I do for you?
The contempt that dripped off of that. Cigarettes.
Come on. Pick up the pace, Chief.
Good Lord. I'm...
You're done. You're out. Best show.
Oh, hello?
Hello.
Oh, hi. I'm calling today because I wanted to say I'm sorry to John Hodgman for being rude to him in 2008 by accident.
Oh, for what's that now?
I'm sorry. I'm calling because I was accidentally rude to John Hodgman in 2008, and I wanted to say I'm sorry.
No, what if he knows exactly what you're talking? Do you know that?
At a book signing in Friendship Heights in Washington, D.C.
Friendship Heights, Washington, D.C. Yes, I remember.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you, what did you do again?
I gave you a copy of the book when the Onion was in print.
In print,
and I gave you a copy of the AV Club insert to sign that you were on.
Yes.
Yes, you were talking about this before.
And you were like, oh, I didn't know I was on the cover. And I was like, I meant to be like, yeah, it was the AV Club. But I kind of said it like, yeah, the AV Club.
Yeah, no, I remember you so, so well.
Oh, my gosh.
And
well,
I
guess.
You know, it took a long time for me to get over that. And I had some really hard nights as a result. But
that's what I was afraid of.
Remind me of your name again.
I'm Becky from Chicago.
That's right, Becky from Chicago. Ugh.
I know.
It haunted me, but I absolve you. I absolve you of your. Whew.
That there
was,
you go.
You were not rude.
Thanks.
In the
I'm glad we could clear that up.
Thank you, Becky.
Right. That was big. Because before the show, you said if she called, you were not going to
absolve
her.
I don't even know. I couldn't tell you whether I was hoping she would call or whether I was afraid she would call.
Yeah.
But I'm glad. I'm glad we got that. I'm glad we got past that, Becky. Thank you. You were wonderful.
Have a great night, Becky.
Thanks.
Final call. Best show.
Hey, what's going on? Nick from Albuquerque.
Nick from Albuquerque. Were you the cool dude in Albuquerque?
Yeah. You know, I pretty much run the city here.
Yeah. What are you, you're like Walter White, huh? You're like a real Walter White type.
ABQ.
Right?
I'm kind of Heisenberg-esque. You could definitely say that.
He's that air traffic controller.
Oh,
you mean John Delancey who played Q on Star Trek The Next Generation? Yes.
That's what I meant. So what's going on, boys? How you living?
What's going on, boys? How you living?
No, Tom, I got a good story for you, man.
You got to get what then? What then?
I have a good story for you.
Yeah. So what's up,
all right, dog? So back in the day, I used to work for a show you might know called Impractical Jokers.
So far you said dog, back in the day, how you living, boys? Go ahead. And you're a regular, you're a Heisenberg-esque. All right. So you worked on Impractical Jokers, allegedly. I don't know if you got an axe to grind with these guys. Look, Sal from Impractical Jokers came in a few months ago. It's one of the nice. First of all, it's my favorite show on TV.
Everyone loves it.
It's so great.
That was amazing. I'm so happy you guys finally.
Bad mouth them now, aren't you? You're going to try to bad mouth them? Because why? Because you got fired. Because you got bleep canned. You got bleep canned by the IJs, and now you're going to try to turn it like they did something wrong. What are you going to put down, Joe Gatto? Right? Were you going to say something about Q?
Huh? No way. Q is my favorite. Q said hi to me in the elevator.
I can see why he's your favorite. So go ahead. So what's the call about? What do you want to say?
I just had a funny memory you might have appreciated where, you know, there were a couple of technical problems during like the post-production of the show. And at one point, I found myself having to go back and work with the servers.
Yeah.
And I just thought you'd find it funny that at one point I was literally just rubbing two wires together trying to get the server back connected. And eventually we did it. We put out that season and everything, but it was just, it was surprisingly, hectic, you know, for such a big budget show.
Great story. All right, hey everyone. You know, it's hard. I gotta just say, life can be hard. Why isn't this playing? Hold on. That's why. Hold on. A dramatic moment. In my moment of triumph. Remember when he said, "Evacuate." In my moment of triumph, surely you underestimate their chances or overestimate their chances. Remember him?
Who?
What?
Evacuate. In our moment of triumph, surely you overestimate their chances.
It's a quote from a thing. Faith No More.
That is from the Faith No More album.
Yale v. Harvard.
Can I just say this? The Star Wars movie coming out now.
Oh, right? Star Wars.
So this,
right?
Yeah, I guess you're past it, huh?
No, I'm in it.
I guess you because what? There's no robots that.
No, I was just caught up short.
There's no grope bots on it, right?
I'm not a shock jock in real life.
I'm not a shock jock in real life. Well, let me just say this. The Star Wars movie's coming out. I hope everybody has a great time seeing how they built the Death Star. And, spoiler alert, they don't stop the Death Star in this one. They stop it in the movie called Star Wars. Don't want to ruin anybody's movie-going experience. They're trying to stop it this time. They don't. They don't, but They get it in the next one. Don't worry. Yeah. It's hard, though. You think about it. You know? But it's nice when you realize you got an old friend like John Hodgman. He's been away for a while and he's back. And then you've got a new friend like Hayes Davenport, host of Hollywood Handbook. New episode up now. You can hear with me and Hayes and our guest, Sean Clements. It's a pretty cool episode. He's a great third chair.
Yeah, he was really funny.
And, yeah, I just want to tell everybody, you know, the holidays are coming up, and this is a time when you just have to think about your friends. Think about who's important in your life, and think about what they mean to you, and you gotta... Don't be afraid to say something nice to the people in your life if they mean something to you. This really... It's important. Because all we have in this life are two things. Time and friends. And friends can be family. Family can be friends. But it's good to be friends with them. Why? Because when you're friends with your family, you've got the best of both worlds. When you're friends with your family and you love your family like they're your friends, and your friends feel like family, you are a winner in life, if that's the case. One more show to go in 2016. The holiday party next week, and the best show starts shifting from advertising to listener sponsorship. You want the show to continue. The safety net has been removed. This is the time. The info will come in next week. You want a show to go, you put your money where your mouth is, my friends, and you keep the best show strong in 2017. And I want to thank my friend John Hodgman for coming down. And I want to thank my friend Hayes Davenport for coming down. And I want to thank apmike.bandcamp.com and Dudio and Pat Byrne and the amazing Mike Adams at His Honest Weight, the singles over at flannelgraphrecords.com. And Jared from Flannelgraph is here. Go buy some records over there. And you celebrate the good parts of your life. And we will be back next week. The best show is over!